The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you going to do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm going to get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
It's over. All the endorsements, everything gone. Oh my God, I can't get a real job. It'll kill me.
Paul Perillo.
Is that your routine or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
And Andy. And Andy?
You an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner.
Andy Hart.
Ah! Nutsack!
Hey! You gotta be careful, man. Unlike you, I actually use these things.
Hey, look, I didn't mean to drag your balls into the discussion. That was uncalled for. They're fine. I overreacted.
Eric Scalavino.
So how'd it go with your lady? Carve up any ice? With your wiener?
For now, anyway.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
From here on out, you guys are a team. Do you understand? You are going to eat together, sleep together. You are going to pee together. You're going to file a joint income tax return. Practice starts now.
Hey, ole, ole, ole.
It's June 26th, but it feels like July 4th here in the studio today.
Kevin's a loser.
Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Uncle Sam behind the glass over there. Kevin Collins is wearing a fake long white beard. Like he kind of looks like a cross between Uncle Sam and Abe Lincoln with that beard. That kind of
with a third of an idiot thrown in.
He's got the scarf. Is that an America scarf or is that a Revolution scarf?
It's an America scarf.
An America scarf. Oh yeah, U.S. soccer. Okay.
United States of America Nike T-shirt.
Are you wearing just boxer shorts?
No, I have an American flag bathing suit.
Oh, bathing suit.
And then
oh, okay.
my American flag boxer shorts underneath it.
Almost feels like we're in the gay pride parade again, Eric.
And the reason for all that is because the U.S. has already kicked off against Germany in the World Cup in a match that I predict, fellas, is going to end in a draw, because a draw would benefit both teams. Both teams would advance past the group stage and would knock out higher-ranked Ghana and Portugal, higher-ranked than the U.S., I think, which would be nice for Germany, and it would also be nice for the U.S. So we've got the TV. All three TVs are on the World Cup game. The studio is decorated with bunting and flags and stars and stripes, and we each have our own flag. We've got a beach ball. Kevin is just you need to take a picture of yourself and tweet it out for the listeners.
No, I'm tweeting out a bunch of pictures of the studio as well.
The best part of this is by the time the bulk of our listeners hear this, the
match will be over.
Will have been decided.
But it's fun for now. Anyway,
it's fun. I'm glad you appreciate it, Eric.
I do.
I do too. And plus, you might as well just leave it up for the 4th of July. It's
coming. I wish they had beaten Portugal the other day. The last freaking kick of the game, they
choked.
Yeah.
Choked on a big one.
And they wouldn't have had to worry about any of this today. But
by the way, this is also could just be simple in celebration of Fred Kirsch. Happy birthday, Fred.
I thought that was yesterday.
Oh, I thought it was today. Okay, either way, we didn't have a show yesterday. Happy
birthday,
Fred. Happy birthday,
Fred, who's dressing up to go fishing.
Right.
And sending us pictures.
Sniffing.
Yeah. Saying, this is what real men do on vacation.
He was holding a nice fish. I don't know if he caught it. I didn't see the video, so I have no proof that he actually caught it.
And looking fatter than ever.
Wow.
Didn't he?
I'm not sure I can say that. It's all relative.
Yes, you can. You can say that. I'm not sure I agree. All the time.
Yeah, but Fred's always been fat. I didn't think he looked much fatter than he's been last time I saw him.
He just looked more like a blonde. He looked more like Barney Rubble than he ever has.
Yeah. And he looked like he was on a nice bass fishing boat. I don't know where he was. Was he with Coach Boyer?
It's a good question. Yeah, I should call up Coach.
I wonder where he was. If he was local or New Hampshire, or I don't know. He wasn't fly fishing, I don't believe.
No,
he was straight rod and reel.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So we've got the World Cup going on right now, and not much else football, American football wise. Plenty going on football wise. But yeah. Not American football wise. Yeah. Take a bite out of crime. Luis Suarez got 9 games and 4 months suspension for biting the Italian Chiellini.
He was a bit player in this.
Yeah, you've been waiting to use that for the last 3 days.
No, I used it on EEI like 3 times the other day.
Oh, you did? 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I have my new jack for my headphones. I like it.
You still don't know jack.
By the way, it's taped in there, so be gentle with it. I haven't got the fittings for the outside.
Duct tape?
No, it's gaffer's tape. So it's strong
gaffer's
tape.
Yeah, it's gaffer's tape.
Leftover from the previous show on Tuesday, we have a lot of emails, many of which have games involved in them. So we'll get to as many of those.
Yeah,
because
I heard you guys struggled
in the next. It wasn't
I don't know
as
who
bad.
You heard that from.
Wasn't too bad. I
say that every time I come back.
He likes the. It's wishful thinking.
My deteriorated health seemed to light up the phone line.
It really did. It really did.
Everybody wanted to talk to you one last time.
So webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398.
Someone at some point got all real and was talking about, you know, I don't know any, how many old fat guys do you see walking around? And I was like, okay, I feel the need to sort of like.
Paul says he sees them all the time.
Put my overweight. No. I see people bigger than me all the time.
Oh, yeah, but no old. You go to a nursing home, there's no fat old men. The only old men are there are skinny. Mm-hmm. But and there's some fat old women, which is interesting.
What I was trying to get across was the fat people that you don't see in old age are 100 pounds heavier than I am.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, is just like, he goes,
Paul, I say that all the time. Right. You're not as fat as I make you out to be should be.
So I felt the need to get all serious, you know, for like about 30 seconds.
For a man who eats an Italian
sub and a whatever.
I
see a lot of people significantly fatter than me that are significantly older than me. Let's put it that way.
Significantly older?
Yes.
You're getting up there now. How long are you going to go with that? You're like Brady. I'm going to play the next 10 years. At some point, you got to stop saying that. You're not playing the next 10 years. Although, did you notice that House said he wants to play till 43 or 45?
Yeah. I did see that. I also noticed that House admitted that Brady doesn't think he throws a good deep ball.
Yes, that's what they've worked on.
I've been waiting for Fred to get back to see if we could talk about that now.
Well, not as good as he used to throw a deep ball.
Exactly. He struggles.
Which some people might question if he ever threw a good deep ball, if that was ever a strength of his game. But he admits he fell off from whatever his high point was.
Mm. Very good use of the.
You may want to get that button pushed just
a little slow. Was that one of those bleeps where the F and the K was in there? Yeah. I only took out the ooh.
Yeah.
My bad.
You tried, though. I made an effort. You made an effort.
Anything else in the news?
I'm trying to think.
Devin McCourty says that Greg Schiano, a much tougher coach than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, because of the way.
He's a yeller.
He yells and gets
Bill's
in your
a sarcastic.
Bill's more sarcastic.
And we see that, I mean.
Oh, all the time.
To us, to players, to everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Bill is sarcastic when he's throwing a jab.
I've seen him yell.
Way to compete, Welker.
I have seen and heard him yell and use profanity
plenty
of times.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe Schiano does it much more.
Yeah, I mean, look at Schiano. He's always pissed. He looks like
a
real douche.
Well, he's the toughest guy he knows. Like, I don't look at Belichick and say, like, he thinks he's going to fight half the offensive line someday. Mm. Like, I don't look at Bill like that. He's not, you know, quote, an intimidator.
Right.
He's intimidating because he commands respect.
Correct.
But Schiano looks like he wants to fight half his team half the
game. And would get his ass kicked.
Oh, absolutely.
And what else? He said that Edelman's tougher to cover than Welker. But he admitted we can't say anything. We can't root or say anything about Broncos now. Or I forgot how he worded it. Mm. He admitted he was being biased and not necessarily answering truthfully.
But that, you would expect that from a teammate.
Oh, yeah. And he said that, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No.
Like Tlaib. I got to go with Manning because he's my quarterback.
Now. Right. Not with Tom Brady throwing bombs anymore.
He's my dog.
Right.
Yeah, TB is my dog.
With Manning throwing flutterers now. He my man.
Yeah. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline, as I mentioned before.
If Germany is throwing the match, you know, to that whole tie thing, draw.
Yeah.
Then someone forgot to tell them because the ball has been in our penalty area the entire 10 minutes so far.
It has.
And the pitch is moist.
It is, very much so. And they can't
change that P to a B and you're ready to go.
They can't take it out.
Okay. Okay.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we got a lot.
Rob Gronkowski.
We're going to be email driven.
Woo-wee!
We're going to be email driven because we've got a lot of them we can
Aren't
get
we
to.
Are we always email driven?
No, because a lot of times when the phones light up, we have to go to the phones.
So we're going
to
ask our callers to step aside today and we're focused.
Our regulars?
No, we don't have to do that either. We can do both.
Is that a tablecloth on the wall?
Or are you just happy to see me?
I'm not happy to see you. I'm looking forward to vacation like you wouldn't believe.
What are you off next week?
Next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, listeners.
So wait, is Fred going to have to do solo shows?
You know what the worst part about that statement is? He actually thinks that people
care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be here next week. Well, you won't be here next
week? No, the following week.
The following week I won't be here.
And
how
I won't be here.
How many weeks do you get a vacation?
Three. I used two, and I have one more coming. I mean, it's simple math, Paul. It's very simple math. You get three, you use two, there's one whole left.
So the
one
only
left.
2 weeks of vacation you've taken all year
were the ones I went to Europe.
Weeks.
Yeah.
You haven't used any other vacation days.
Negative.
All right.
You going to check up on that?
No, it's not my business.
It's true. Fred's the one who should do that. We also have a beach ball.
Yeah, we mentioned that before, too. Oh, boy. It's not going to end well.
You don't want me to hit a beach ball. Don't put a beach ball in front of me.
It's pretty simple, actually. You give two kids a beach ball, they're going to play with it.
Exactly.
We do have Kershapalooza tomorrow,
we
too.
Do.
We should tell people.
Yes,
about.
That's going to be exciting. And I do believe there's going to be a listener there.
There is?
Yeah, as Fred pointed out.
Are we allowed to talk about it? And who is it?
I don't think that.
Okay, don't talk about
okay.
it. Hopefully Ray Ray's there.
Maybe a guest.
That's all I'm
Maybe
looking
not.
Forward to.
Can you
Don't tell my wife, though.
Just take the creep meter down just a little bit.
No,
just
I
a
like
little
being
bit.
Creepy.
Wow.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I unfortunately have, I'll be making a cameo at Kershapalooza. I'm very upset about it.
Unfortunate for
well,
who?
Well, but you have child duties, right?
Well, I have a game.
That's what I mean.
Not a practice.
For no, TJ's, we're talking about a game.
For TJ's team, so I can't stay much beyond three, I would think.
We won't miss you.
I don't care what you, I will miss being there. I don't care about you
Plus,
guys.
You'll get to eat.
Yeah,
I've been told it's 1:45 to 2:45 is the prime catered time.
Eric did a good job of talking about that. It is a catered affair, so been looking forward to that.
Darius in London is writing in about a couple of things. First of all, the World Cup. I wanted to get our thoughts on it thus far. Obviously, it's a huge deal for us in England. Not anymore because you guys are out. But I'm wondering if all the clips we're seeing
tough one for the hearts.
Social media outlets are accurate when it comes to the interest that's been generated in the good old U.S. of A. Well, the interest in the good old U.S. of studio right now is pretty big.
It's embarrassing.
It seems like the whole country has gone football crazy.
No,
much
soccer.
As I love the NFL, it's not real football, especially with Coach Jurgen Klinsmann tweeting a sick note for people this morning. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was pretty interesting.
I'm still here, too.
What was that?
He had like a form letter to give your boss to take the day off
with a little U.S. soccer U.S. soccer logo
he's
on
so,
it.
He's a miserable a-hole. He is just we have two ends of the spectrum here. We have Kevin, which has gone off the deep end in one direction with all these decorations and the damn beard. And we have a-hole over here who's like scoffing at him, just having a little fun.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Bill Belichick, who makes it business as usual all the time. But now a guy has a little fun and gives you a free pass to take the day off. And he like rolls his eyes and scoffs. He's never happy. He's just never happy.
I didn't see it, and I don't really feel the need to defend myself, but I'm going to anyway. When you said something that Klinsmann had said, I was wondering if he had sort of piggybacked on his controversial comments at the start of the World
he
Cup,
still
and
thinks
that's
they
what it was related to, and I didn't realize it was a joke. That's why I rolled my eyes.
Okay.
I thought it was something that pertained to him saying, we don't have a chance.
Oh, okay. No.
We can't win this World Cup.
No. He
still believes that.
So I was wondering if he was saying, you know, now we're playing Germany, you know, my homeland, we have no chance. That's when you first said that he sent something out today.
He did say it was going to be emotional, this game for him. And obviously it should be. I mean, he played
well, one
for
of our
Germany.
Guys has claimed, you know, one of the German-born guys, I think Jones. Is it Jermaine Jones?
Yeah.
Claims that if he scores a goal, he won't be celebrating because he's actually German, which is another flaw with our team. We're not American. But anyway, if he scores a goal for the U.S. and doesn't celebrate, I would kick him off the team.
I would too.
If he's the best player in the team.
I would, too.
Go play for them.
I'd actually shoot him.
You could play for them. They released you from the team.
Him. Yeah. It's soccer. That's what they do in soccer, right? They kill people when stuff goes wrong.
Yeah, that's not...
Not here.
That's not right.
Well, that's why we're not world-class soccer. We don't treat it like everybody else. They'd shoot him in Colombia.
And that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's...
Yep!
That would not be a good story.
Treat your country with the respect it deserves. You want to play for the flag?
Do you consider that a good story?
Oh, yeah, tremendous.
You do.
If we shot the guy...
A poor guy
got
killed.
He's not a poor guy.
Yes,
who are you playing for?
Guy.
You playing for Germany or you playing for the U.S.?
No, not this guy. I'm talking about the guy that actually was killed.
Oh, I forget the details. But yes, they take soccer seriously there. If we want to be a worldwide soccer force, we need to treat it like everybody else.
That's one of the dumbest things.
And sometimes
you've ever
that means
said.
People have to die.
And there's a long list of that.
Yeah, seriously. All right, Darius's email continues. Also, getting back to matters more within your comfort zone, I wanted to get your opinion on what you think the starting O-line will be come the game in Miami to open the regular season, as well as who the O-linemen that make the final 53 will be. Obviously, Mankins, Solder, Stork, and Vollmer are probably locks, but do you see...
Whoa. When did Stork become a lock?
Let me finish the email. But before
you guys have him in the start, you had him in the starting lineup on Tuesday.
But he's not a lock.
You guys all have him as a lock.
Wait, I didn't. When was I talking about Stork? And why am I talking like this?
We're talking about the depth of the offensive line.
Oh, I think it's the interior line is the deepest spot on the team right now.
And I said that they have names there, but I don't know if any of them can play.
Well, they have names at other positions that I know can't play.
Do you see Josh Klein, who Bill and company appear to be very high on, and Jalapio
on a steak,
ousting the likes of Dan Connolly? I personally think Connolly will be gone at final cuts, with the two I just mentioned, plus Cannon and Fleming, making up the 8 O-linemen we take into this coming season. Love the show as always, and as for Paul's cholesterol situation, you can at least take heart, so to speak, that no matter how hungry you get, you are not Luis Suarez, and you don't attempt to bite fellow presenters. That said, the image of you trying to take a bite out of Andy is pretty hilarious.
Put a little buffalo wing on my shoulder. I bet you he'd bite.
Keep up the good work. It helps keep me sane whilst I put up with these long train journeys I have to do every day. Cheers.
Quick aside before we get into the O-line.
Yeah.
I went to a new ice cream place in town that opened up the other day and had John George's ice cream. It's a big farm in town, and he decided to put an ice cream place on the farm. Mm-hmm. Had a hot dog wrapped in bacon deep fried.
Hot dog.
I'm going down Perillo Road.
Wow.
And I'll be honest with you, it was good, but it wasn't good enough for what I'm assuming was a terrible, terrible blow to my healthy eating of any sort. So I might not be having it again.
Now, is this place homemade ice cream?
It's local ice cream. They don't make it there. It's a local creamery that makes it that they bring in.
But they just
also have a garbage burger that has homemade potato chips and homemade onion rings on top with everything. Oh, it looked good.
So what you need is, what's it called? A garbage burger?
Garbage burger.
And a kitchen sink.
Oh, yeah, I could go for a kitchen sink.
How about that?
Yeah, I made the mistake of going in the first 2 weeks. Maura, our art director, has told us never go to a place the
never
first two
Never go to
weeks.
A restaurant.
She was right. She's I'll have the apple right. crisp sundae. Oh, we don't have that. Okay, I'll have a hot fudge sundae. Yeah, we're out of hot fudge. Okay, I'll have a sugar cone. We're out of sugar cones.
Really?
They ran out of sugar cones.
All three of those things, though.
Oh, well, the lines have been re-goddamn-diculous, like traffic jams. He's kind of like a local. He was like a selectman. He's like a really popular guy in town who opened this and the farm and everything, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Speaking of, another aside before we get
I
to
promise
the
we'll get to Darius. We will talk about the O-line at some point.
Popular former politicians.
Yes, buddy.
Unbelievable.
Round three. He's got my vote. If I were in Rhode Island, I'd vote for him.
Man gets stuff done. Most people are probably
Providence
going to vote
Providence looks the
for
way
him.
It is and is a nice little city because of Buddy Cianci.
Which is mostly true.
Thank you.
Mostly true.
I don't care how he got there. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby. And he made a nice-looking baby for your town.
He sure did. I mean, he did have to do some things illegally in order to get them done. And serve some prison time as a result. And then the
ends justify the means.
The law was changed to allow convicted felons to run for office again because that wasn't the case before. And so now he has the opportunity, and as of yesterday.
He's an old coot now, right?
He's getting up there.
He's like in his 80s?
I don't think he's that old, but he is at least in his 70s, I believe.
I'd vote for him. You going to vote for him?
I think.
Wait, are you?
Well, I'm not in Providence.
You're in East Providence.
I'm in North Providence.
North Providence. The hills.
But I think most people are.
The hills of alive.
I would not bet against him.
I'm hearing the political analyst talking about how the demographics have changed and it might not be quite the same as when he was.
I wouldn't bet against him anymore.
I mean, I wouldn't bet against him for anything.
He did terrible things, but he got the job done.
Yeah. Some of us Italians have ways of getting things done.
Yeah. I'd vote for him. Now let's get to
the O-line. Yeah.
Where there are any Italians playing?
Oh, poorly. Won't see him no more.
Well, Jalapio sounds like it could be Italian.
But I don't think he's Italian.
But it's
he's
not.
Like, he's Samoan or something.
Yes.
Tongan or something like that. I do think Stork has a chance to win the starting center job, although he did not have a great spring. He did more penalty laps than anyone I've ever seen. And may have pooped his pants at one point. Had to wipe
literally?
That. Either that or has a terrible butt sweater and likes to jam towels in his crack to deal with it. One or the other. Neither are all that good. I think, as I said previously, Wendell and Conley, to me, are both on thin ice for different reasons. If it's purely about talent, then I think Wendell is on thin ice because he can't back up any other position. Mm-hmm. So if he's not the starting center, he's useless to you.
He can't do it.
And I don't think he's all that good. I think he's an undersized guy who you've probably gotten the most out of, and it's time to move on.
Yeah.
But if money's an issue, well, then Conley could be the guy who's out making $4 million. I think he has like the 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there, highest cap number.
A way too high cap number.
I think he's out if money is an issue.
And Wendell re-signed for, what was it, 3?
Yeah, but like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a he got very almost no guaranteed money.
It was a 2-year deal, right?
Yeah, he can be cut at any time. I mean, I think there is a legitimate chance they both could be out.
Yeah.
I think you could see Stork and Jalapio on a stick.
Interesting Wendell theory. Sure. And I forget who was talking to us. Someone gave us a theory on him before one of the minicamp days. Andy and I were talking to some one of our fellow media guys. I forget who it was.
Was I in on this conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Refresh me.
He just said Andy and I were talking.
Yeah, he was. Well, we were all talking about it. And
who was it?
You know, I forget.
Giardi?
But his point was it was an undersized guy like Andy said played a ton of snaps the last 2 years. I mean, I think 2 years ago he played every single snap
of the NFL. Yeah,
right.
And sort of an undersized guy. Maybe they just they rode that horse, wore him out a little bit. He's kind of not necessarily built for the long haul, and they got everything out of him, and now they're probably going to be looking to move on. They figure almost like a running back.
Sure.
Let's maximize the snaps and see what we can do from there on. He signed a very modest contract. So,
and you could even
easily
the
get
dead
out
money
of that.
You could just see as like kind of a golden parachute thank you for the first 2 years where we bitch slapped you.
Right. So I would not be stunned to see
I just
a
think
change
he's
in
out.
Center.
I think he's out because he has no versatility. All the other guys, Conley, I'm not sure about Stork, but Klein, they can play guard, they can play center, they can double
up. They clearly
up a
like
bit.
Klein.
They're inclined to keep
because
him?
Because they've moved him all over the place.
Ooh, that was a nice shot.
They've moved him all over the place. Throughout the spring, he's been attacked in all three spots, too. So last year, he got a chance to step in and play, and I don't think it was a disaster by any means. So I think there's a chance that Andy's right and Wendell ends up being
How about Conley?
So you could see Stork being your starting center.
Sure.
Against Miami.
Sure, he's the Remington Award winner.
Yeah.
Played for the national title offense.
You can't see it.
No.
So Wendell would be your starting center.
Conley?
No.
Or Conley?
Conley could move to center and, Klein could be a full-time guard. Cannon could be a full-time guard. I don't see one of those rookies stepping into the starting
lineup. Cannon has taken like all his reps at
barring
tackle.
Injuries.
I know everybody keeps saying Cannon can be a guard. When are we going to see like significant Cannon guard time?
No, I didn't say he would be. It could be Klein.
No, I know, but I've kind of closed the door on Cannon as a guard. It seems like they just want him as a tackle.
Well, he played guard last summer.
No, I know, but all spring, maybe I missed it. All I saw him do was take reps at tackle.
No, he did. He was playing mostly tackle during the course of the mini camps and OTAs, but we've seen guys do that before where they, it looks like they're going to be exclusively one thing, and then training camp it might change. We've seen guys start training camp for 3 weeks, they're cornerbacks every day, and then all of a sudden.
No, I know, but he's going on like years now in the bulk of his time.
But last year
here,
he played a lot of guard.
He did?
In the summer, yes, absolutely.
I don't remember a lot of it. Uh-oh.
He's getting
play by play.
U.S. just had a nice chance down at the other end.
Yes, U.S. actually had the ball in Germany's penalty area twice.
Took a nice shot that just went over the crossbar.
Did they get any set pieces?
That was no set piece.
That was not a set piece.
It was a counter.
You just like using that term, right? You don't know what it means.
I hadn't heard the term until like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Set piece. Wow,
you,
a nice set piece.
You pay
piece.
Less attention to soccer than I do.
But I like it recently. When I was on EEI, and this could say how much I was entertained by being on EEI, I spent a lot of time watching the soccer game on Monday or Tuesday. And
using the same joke over and over.
Oh, yeah. His
that
pass
Liberty,
came back
that,
to bite
Liberty
him.
Bell, not all it's cracked up to be.
His pass came back to bite him. This time it bit him in the ass.
Well, in the shoulder.
He was once suspended for racial slurs, too, but apparently his bite's worse than his bark.
No, nothing for that one?
He lost interest.
Uncle Sam is busy.
Got a couple of emails here from down under in Australia, mates.
Oh, I wanted to ask them. What do they know about
the Australians?
Yeah, the Australians.
Yeah.
The Aussies. The Exum. Is that how you say
Dante Exum?
Shouldn't some of our listeners have some familiarity with him?
Yeah. I wish they could get him. Oh, look at that. We almost got it back into the penalty.
Yeah, but I want a listener to give me like the, you know how we get those Big Ten guys that, I watch a lot of Big Ten football. Tavon Wilson blows. I don't care what I want one of them to call in about, Exum and give me like the lowdown scouting report on him.
So if you have,
he's a punk ass bitch.
If
who's
you have
overrated.
Any information on that, you know, tonight is the NBA draft. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I hope that guy's going to be okay.
I've got to give out the number for Australia.
Our Aussie friends, 1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286.
That's 1-800.
That's the funniest thing you do.
Greatest country in the world.
Not even close.
Ike in Wollongong, Australia here. Since it's the off season,
Wollongong.
I thought this would be the perfect time to get your opinions on an idea. In recent times, the Pro Bowl has lacked in excitement.
So have it in Australia.
By recent times, you mean the last 30 years?
Yeah. Basically, I think it's because no one, including the players, cares about the result. All-star games like this should be a display of gladiatorial, thrilling football where the best of the best play their best. But no one cares.
Yeah,
nothing is on the line.
Nobody's going to risk their health for a gladiatorial display.
Realistically, who cares if AFC or NFC wins? People and players need something they can get behind.
Losers die.
In Australia... NRL, National Rugby League, has an all-star series called State of Origin. It's a brutal battle between the great state of New South Wales and wretched Queensland.
Oh, the wretched Queensland.
The players play for the state in which they first played senior football, equivalent to college. Because there's so much pride and rivalry, the players play to the death, figuratively. They are our brutal hits in which players get right back up because they have to help the team.
Briefly, Andy was interested.
I was.
Amazing players show
Are you not entertained?
To show their talent and skill, tempers get tested, and on-field brawls ensue.
Ooh, nice.
For the last 8 years, Queensland has reigned with dominance, and finally this year, after a long drought, New South Wales reclaimed the glory. All in all, it's the greatest display of the best players playing the best they can, not to mention... The fans get really behind them. Every game sells out, and the TV ratings are through the roof, all because there's something on the line. Which state is better than the other? Do you think this could somehow work for a Pro Bowl? Somehow divide USA into two, North versus South, East versus West, and the players play for the team whose territory has the college they played for? Example, Gronk would play for South, having played for Arizona. Brady would play for North, having played for Michigan. If you live in the northern states and go for the Norths, players that are on your NFL club team... might become your enemy for a brief stint because they will play for the Souths and players that play for the rival NFL clubs might become your stars. It would bring back some sort of pride to win, not to mention the college football world would go nuts over that.
No.
Who's better, the northern states or the southern states? Though
Civil War! Thought
this would help spark up some discussion in a time when there's not much to talk about. Thanks, guys, for your balanced, accurate, and unbiased analysis.
No. The NHL has been trying such gimmicks for years, and it never really pans out. Right, they did East-West, World versus America.
They just try different things just to change it up. They're not looking for like a more competitive game.
No, but,
just,
and no one...
Because they're not going to get a more competitive
But nowhere
game.
Along the line did anybody go, oh my God, this is great, I got to watch no, it.
Yeah, like, and the NHL, I think, I actually commend them for doing some different kind of gimmicks, but all due respect to the rugby league, what kind of money are they making in the rugby league in Australia? And I'd be curious to see if
I don't know.
We can get a follow-up email on that, but... If you're a
I know
player,
that musical group that the kids annoying kids group is the richest people in Australia. So
yeah, that's not we're not talking about anybody in Australia having money.
Than
I'm
that.
Saying how much do rugby players
they make less
make?
Than the, what are those people I'm talking about called the Wiggles?
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles are rich. These guys aren't Wiggle money.
But to me, if you're an NFL player and you're a Pro Bowl player,
there's only two states.
90% of the Pro Bowl players are highly paid. What are you going to do to risk your career
Plus
with a non-guaranteed contract?
Ass.
Well, yeah.
You're just going to look at it logically.
If you
want to
go
ass.
That way.
You might be able to do east-west, so you have California versus Florida, kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
That
might
work.
Where's Texas go?
That's a tough one.
And where does Ryan Mallett go?
I mean,
Texarkana.
Yeah.
Then you got the, Ohio is all is like back in the 19th century
right.
running the
right.
ball between the tackles.
Yeah, sorry, it won't work.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort and the idea, and I'm intrigued to know what it plays out like in Australian rules.
Yeah, no, I like the, and he's right.
When you said to the death, you had me.
Yeah,
but
wow.
The way he closed his email too. It's the off season. It just thought something to be talked about. Well, and all of a sudden, so we're saying, well, geez, you know, the South would kill the North,
right?
So it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Got us talking about it.
It's not bad.
But you get that a lot in high schools and colleges now. Are doing there's a ton of all star games.
Oh, yeah.
Florida versus Georgia and the Carolinas,
and they have them at
Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
At times of the year that don't necessarily.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like here, too. I mean, we have the Shriners game.
Well, you
game,
just had the Shriners game.
Yeah.
And my niece just played in the basketball game, the Shriners
basketball
game Monday night.
How'd she do?
She did well, although she did
she
not.
Dunk?
She did not score.
Did she dunk?
Which I can never. I can't remember the last time I ever watched her play a basketball game without scoring. Her shot was not there.
I hear you.
Said my wife.
Didn't have it, huh?
It happens.
I've
been there. I've been there for about 35 years. My shot just wasn't there.
Another email from
Matt. I played golf last week. How'd you do? I don't know. I just didn't have it. What, you're usually better? No.
No. Kind of like the competition in the Pro Bowl for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in the 70s, the Pro Bowl was still somewhat competitive, but I think
they didn't make any money and they probably made money from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once you
Now the 25,000 is coming.
Right.
Now all they care about is the family trip.
Oh yeah,
is taking the family to Hawaii and having a little fun.
That's
the draw.
Right, that's why I've said this on a previous show. They should make Hawaii the awards ceremony for the end of the season. Keep it for the weekend after the Super Bowl. Give out all your awards. You know, like the Coach of the Year.
All the stuff they do on Saturday night
the,
now or something. Don't they have that red carpet event at the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
now?
Do that in Hawaii.
I agree.
And you know, the players who make the Pro Bowl, so to speak, get honored in Hawaii.
Sure.
At this big ceremony.
And maybe you'd actually get some of the good players to go.
Yeah.
You know, like Tom
exactly.
Brady.
Right.
Wouldn't have something hurting
because he wouldn't
year.
Have to play and he could just go for a trip.
Right. Bring Giselle, the
and
kids.
Make it a fan base thing, too. You have fans involved in this.
Sure. Make it a February vacation time.
You get people who vote for the Pro Bowl online.
Could win a
can win a certain number of tickets to go to the event in Hawaii.
Good job, Eric. You're always thinking.
You know? I'm an idea man.
Meanwhile, they're deciding to make it a 3-day draft and spread it all over North America.
Paul's decided to pick up his flag now and wave it since the two of us have been doing it for the
I
past
feel
half
like
hour.
You didn't want me to be the only one?
I have my flag here.
Ole, 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 ole.
I don't like the game, but.
Our second email
I'm quite fond of the country.
Me
too.
Our second
That's
email.
That's all I'm rooting for is the country.
Right.
Which I also want to know. People like you. Eric, I'm pointing at
yes,
Eric.
Yes, he is.
This is radio, so I'm going to tell who I'm pointing at.
Right.
Who have very strong ties to your Italian heritage.
Yes.
Say Italy and U.S. played in the final. Who would you be rooting for?
I'm rooting for the good old U.S. of A.
Okay, good.
Because I'm from the good old U.S. of A.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't have to hate you for yet another reason.
It would be a tremendous... No, it would be tremendous to have both of my two
sure,
teams in it.
Sure.
I would love that.
Oh, I was rooting for Hart. Because I'm English and they have a Hart,
Joe Hart
for a goalie.
That's right.
How come goalies have to be number one?
Well, they don't have to be. Like,
Just so you know, my trusting your soccer knowledge is very weak right
no,
now
no.
based
made
on
us
your
look,
recent
listen,
history.
You made us look bad.
Every time I've seen a match in this tournament, they've been number one.
It's traditional for
except for the old coup to war 22 that came in late.
It's traditional for the goalie, the starting goaltender traditionally wears number one, just like traditionally the best player on the team wears number 10.
I thought that was a position. That's not?
No.
I thought that was like
traditionally, your best player gets that number. And usually the
God,
best player...
God, I hope he's wrong.
Usually,
God, I hope he's wrong.
I have absolutely no idea, but I have heard, like, the 10 is Pele. And I had heard the whole...
Like baseball, the positions are numbered?
That position, that midfielder type, I don't even know if that's what it is, so I...
There's 11, right? So that would be the middle of the front line?
There's, like, the best all-around guy generally plays that position, and it's number 10. That's the guy that they give number 10.
Usually the best player on your team... That's the money. It's like 44 at Syracuse. You know, you had to be really special to get 44 to play there. It's
55 at USC.
55 at USC, another one.
49 and 27 at Tufts.
Traditionally, that's what happens.
12 at Everett High.
I mean, Clint Dempsey.
Wait, never mind.
Clint Dempsey's the best player on the U.S. He's not wearing number 10. So obviously, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of teams.
Isn't
number 10 the goof that's been terrible in the two games?
Bradley?
Oh,
yeah, and isn't supposedly like, you know, because Daddy did everything for him, that's why he has 10?
Yeah, but I mean, Daddy hasn't been coaching for the last several years. Bob Bradley,
his father
who used to coach the
used
team.
Used to coach the team. That's how he got on the team. Again, I'm just going off of what these people say. I know
hold
nothing
on, Paul,
about soccer.
Hold on, Paul. The guy does
All
play.
I know is you couldn't play two worse games than he played the first two games.
Yes, but he's not exactly a joke. He does play in Serie A.
He does play for Toronto FC.
Serie A.
No, he doesn't. He plays in Italy.
You want to bet?
No, he just came back, and that's why everybody's criticizing. They say he sucks
because
he's now
used to
slow
Italy for something, quote, as Felger says, something called, quote, Toronto FC.
Right, because... But he's been playing in Italy the last few years.
And he was
right.
ushered out, so he wasn't good enough to do that.
And we have a soccer fight.
I'm again,
between
I'm
one
just
guy
telling
who
you,
claims to know nothing about soccer and the other who claims to know everything is, but once like told
a,
us wrong.
This is like a peppering, by the way. Seriously, someone forgot to tell Germany that we're not trying.
Well, no, we're not going to tie until after it's nil-nil at the half.
Second email of the day from Australia. This is our good buddy LT.
LT.
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
LT. G'day, men at PFW. Glad to hear Eric made it back from the European Gay Pride Parade and Paul made it back from his worst nightmare, a visit to the doctor. I know that Andy has lusted after edge pass rushers like Robert Quinn, but do you guys think that the interior pass rushers more valuable and effective than the edge pass rushers?
No.
It seems that elite quarterbacks can't deal with the pass rush up the middle, but handle edge pressure relatively easily by comparison. To me, the list of elite interior pass rushers starts and ends with J.J. Watt, Geno Atkins, and Ndamukong Suh. The list of elite pass...
J.J. Watt plays mostly end.
He does play mostly end. I'm just reading his email. The list of elite edge rushers by comparison includes Robert Quinn, Von Miller, Alden Smith, Robert Mathis, Jared Allen, and the list continues. I have high hopes that Dominic Easley will fill that that elite interior pass rusher void in the Patriots' defensive line. Now, a quick game of who...
Wait, let's handle that for a minute before we get right into the game.
Okay.
The elite interior pass rusher in today's game right now is Geno Atkins.
Yes.
Not J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt plays primarily end, and even in their subsets, moves almost to a true end position, not just a 3-4 end position. J.J. Watt is more of an edge player. Mm-hmm. He's beating a lot of tackles to make his plays. Interior guys are beating guards and centers, and the game is still played on the edges. That's why Paul Perillo doesn't have any interior linemen on either side of the ball in his sport.
And if
that's not entirely true.
A lot of,
I just don't think it matters which one you put there. You have to have a guy there.
I don't watch a ton of Houston games, but he might be seeing a lot of stunts.
Sure, and you can get some of that.
You get an edge guy who ends up rushing to the inside.
J.J. Watt's an edge guy.
But yeah.
Geno Atkins, an interior guy. Dominic Easley is an interior guy. Now, we're going to see what we get out of that position, and we're going to see how valuable that can be, but the edge guys are still very, very valuable.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it can be valuable to have interior, but you need the... The outside pass rush is the difference making. Mm-hmm. That's where you're getting your strip sacks. That's where you're forcing the ball out quicker than the ball wants to be. Just because guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady generally are able to overcome that doesn't mean it's not more valuable.
Yeah, and that's
if
usually
you can't
where
provide
the,
any pressure from the edges,
right?
You're going to be in trouble because quarterbacks are going to get comfortable.
And here's his quick game.
Oh, we got a yellow.
Excuse me. His quick game of
who's
who,
a yellow one?
Who would you rather?
Well, I wish this was a women's soccer match.
He's such a freak.
White shirt.
Such a freak. It really is just beyond.
Who would you rather? He's got five examples. Who
okay,
would you rather?
Go.
Got to pick one. J.J. Watt or Robert Quinn?
I got to go J.J. Watt. I like Robert Quinn a lot, but J.J. Watt has had two back-to-back seasons as maybe the best defensive player in football.
Total package.
Yeah.
He does it all.
Run stops, tackles for loss.
And effort.
Pass defenses.
Robert Quinn has had times where his effort's been questioned in his career, including back to college. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt, there's not much to question. Unless you're Michael Felger and you wonder why he wears a knee brace on his elbow, not knowing that it's an elbow brace.
It's an elbow brace, yeah. A second one, Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas.
Or Cam Chancellor.
Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas.
Cam Chancellor's along for the ride.
I think Cam Chancellor is very good. Earl Thomas is extremely athletic and rangy. Yeah.
He's legit.
I agree with Andy.
He's Batman, Chancellor Robin.
Robin. Ooh, that's harsh.
It is what it is.
Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
I'm going with Luck.
An ascending talent who you could have for the next 15 years.
And I think, I think he's going to be better.
If that's what
I don't know if he's going to be better, but I'll take the 15 years of him.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going age, then
well, it's right now.
I think it's a
right
no
now.
Brain.
Yeah.
So he is the successor to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one, maybe. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Eli Manning. Well, the third one,
Tom Brady
doesn't even count. It's between the first two, and I would still take Brady.
Me too. I hate Eli.
Brady. I would take.
And I like Manning, but I'll take
Brady.
I like
Manning, too, but...
I'd be okay with either. I'm like you. I would turn down Manning.
I think that...
Give me Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think Peyton Manning...
No, I can't lure you into a fight there.
I think Peyton Manning could be the guy... Maybe the higher up... You know, he might have some better achievements, but consistency and... Brady's never going to melt down like that. He's never going to have that terrible game in a big spot.
And Fred says this year is the year of Peyton.
Yes, and
falls off
plus
the
this
map.
Is the last. The this is anyway, the last so. Year, and I do think that, in Fred's defense, I do think Brady has more left than Manning.
Mm-hmm.
So I also
because he's got the method
for that reason.
TB12
right.
method.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep up the great work, guys. I know it's a long off season without our fearless leader Freddie Kirsch. But serious question for Eric.
Didn't you skip one there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. Sorry.
This is not helping your reputation.
I did. Sorry.
You skipped the best one on the list.
I did. Halle Berry or Brooklyn Decker?
Halle Berry.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Ever since that scene in Monster Ball where he's ramming her from behind, I have had a thing for Halle Berry.
He's such a freak.
I mean, because all you ever talk about is Brooklyn
Decker. Well, I like Brooklyn Decker a lot, too, but Halle Berry's pretty legit.
Paul?
Brooklyn Decker. I don't like
him. And Eric doesn't even care. He was going to skip the question.
I mean, well, I would take either one. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, you would take.
And I don't
a warm hole in the wall.
I think they're both, they're both pretty hot. And I don't know much about Brooklyn Decker, like, personality-wise. I don't like Halle Berry. I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I think she's very phony? Annoying. She's very annoying.
Annoying.
Yeah. But they're both smoke shows, so yeah. I don't think you can go wrong.
I won't give her time to be annoying.
No, not at all.
I'm going to put her to work. What? That's what the question was. We're giving the people what they want.
LT, serious question for me. Are you still doing the art thing, and what's new on the horizon? Yes, I still do it. I do it for fun.
Not for profit.
It's hard to do.
I'll do it for profit if somebody wants to.
I will do it if somebody wants to. But
overshot.
Yeah,
U.S. had a corner right there.
That was a set piece.
A set piece.
That was
a set piece. Was it a beautiful set piece?
No, it's a terrible one.
Oh, terrible set piece.
He overshoots everybody by plenty.
Way overshot.
Oh, what a waste! That was terrible. Who was that? Kill him.
Probably Bradley. But Daddy said it was a good cross.
On the Ace Ticket Hotline, we have Juan in Florida. Juan, are you tuning into the World Cup match here?
Yeah, I'm actually from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica? Well, that's a lot different than Florida.
Que bueno.
Kevin, I don't know how Kevin got that pronunciation.
What's big in Costa Rica?
No, but I'm in Florida, but I'm Costa Rican. I'm a Costa Rica fan.
Well, are you watching the game?
Isn't that where we get our bananas from?
We get them from a lot of places.
Costa Rica, they export.
Too.
I don't eat a lot of pineapples. I love bananas.
I love pineapples. Yeah.
Do you see they're coming out with a new banana that they've chemically engineered and crossed with carrots? And it's going to be an orange banana. It's going to be really good for your eyesight. And it's going to be good for the global population?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you got? What do you got, Juan? We got Juan?
So, yeah, Juan in Florida.
We got Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd they ever see that? A give and go in soccer.
Juan, what do you got? What do you got? Come on, Juan. Focus. Focus, son.
And I was calling out, I believe that guy that got killed, the Colombian player, was over a penalty.
Yeah, well, see. Did he deserve it?
I thought it was.
It was an own goal. Well,
yeah,
first of all.
Wasn't it the own goal?
It was Escobar. They did the ESPN 30 for 30, the two Escobars. He scored the own goal, which helped knock out his team. Now, supposedly the two incidents weren't related. According to the 30 for 30.
What, his death?
Yeah. Supposedly, he went home
he was in the
right after the match,
industry.
And he decided to go out that night. And his fiance or his wife or girlfriend, whatever it was begging him not to because she was like, you know, based on what just happened, you shouldn't be going out in public just now.
I agree.
He decided to go out, and supposedly there was an altercation in the bar. This is according to that 30 for 30. And it had nothing to do with the soccer incident.
He spilled Aaron Hernandez's drink.
I still have a hard time believing that they didn't know who it was, and you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what that was.
I got another question for you guys. Depending on what happens with the USA and Germany game, who do you think is going to make it farther, Mexico, Costa Rica, or USA?
I got Mexico.
Well, Costa Rica's playing the best football right now.
I have no idea.
They are.
Soccer, too.
Mexico is terrible, and I'd love for the U.S. to go further, but Costa Rica's playing really
well.
If
U.S.
Right
gets
now.
Out of the bracket of death, I mean, you've got to give them credit for it.
Of course.
It's an accomplishment.
They should already be out, but
I'll be negative.
No.
Yes. All right, Juan, we'll talk to you later, bud.
Bye-bye. That's
boy, what happened to him?
He got high.
Yeah.
You want to get high?
Maybe.
It slows your reaction time.
Justin, are you really in Virginia?
There's no hope with Joe.
Or did Kevin get that wrong, too?
No, I'm really in Virginia. Virginia.
And you're American?
Huh?
Are you American?
Yeah, I'm American.
Okay.
We're all Americans.
Are you watching the match right now?
No. But I've been to Richmond. Not that great, by the way.
No.
But I have two things I like to touch up on. One, I think based on the schedules, like, in the race for first seed, I think the Colts are a much harder person to deal with than the Broncos. the Broncos have, like, the best of the NFC playoff teams and the best of the AFC playoff teams. And the Colts, Patriots, 49ers, and Seahawks. But it seems like the Colts are playing all the teams that are either in between quarterbacks or coming off of really bad years. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the Broncos play the NFC West, so that is a you're right. San Francisco and Seattle be tough games. I think the AFC is a wash because I think they're all playing each other. The Patriots play the Colts and Broncos. The Broncos play the Colts and Patriots. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any real advantage there, but no question, having to play Seattle and San Francisco as opposed to the Patriots playing Green Bay and fill in the blank for the next best team in the North, Chicago, Detroit.
Sure,
good teams.
Yeah.
Good teams that might present a problem, but not San Francisco, Seattle. So that is an advantage, I think, for Indy in New England over Denver. But, you know, that's one or two games. You know, you're going to have to win. I think that they both have relatively weak. I should say all three have relatively weak division. I don't think the AFC is very strong. I think there's some good teams in the AFC, but not very deep. There's not very many of them. Whereas I think teams that don't make the playoffs in the NFC are tough. Some of them are tough teams. I don't look at that as being the case in the AFC.
New England, Denver, do you count San Diego?
No.
Well, Indianapolis?
I would count Indianapolis and Cincinnati.
Baltimore?
We'll see. I think Baltimore is better than their record was. I think they're better than an 8-8 team. Let's put it that way. But I look at teams like, Detroit, for an example. I think that's a talented team that can't put it together. The Giants, talented team, non-playoff team. They've struggled the last couple of years. Arizona, even last year, 10 wins.
Yeah.
I don't see those teams in the AFC. To me, you're either a playoff team or you're really not that good. I think that's an advantage for the three AFC teams. You know, the three ones that we talked about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and another thing I like to touch upon is I think Browner is better than Denard. Because I saw Browner when he played on the Seahawks. And one of the things he has is he has that Revis mentality that he can grab up on you without a lot of people seeing it. And sometimes, like, he really beat up on the receivers. Not, like, physically, like, punching anyone or anything. But, like, he took a lot of cheap shots at the receivers. And, like, the receivers like Eric Decker, he makes it really hard for them to get to the ball. And I don't see Denard doing any of that. And Browner's 3-year span, he's had 10 interceptions. 1 year with 6, 1 year with 3, and this last year with 1. And Denard's only had, I think, 3-1.
Yeah, there's no question that Browner has done more in the NFL than Alphonso Dennard has. There's no question about that. The only question is, what's his upside? What's Dennard's upside? And how does he fit in? You know, one thing that our buddy Sam Munson brought up about, you know, switching sides is not something he's done. He's going to have to do that with Darrelle Revis taking the one all over the field. How will that affect him? It might be nothing. You know, the old Bill Belichick, sometimes you flip a guy to the other side and it's nothing. You know, other guys, you know, the sky falls in basically because they just can't do it. You know how excited I was after the first day of minicamp, and then he gave up the touchdown where Kembrell Tompkins outjumped him. Now, I know they didn't have pads on or anything, but it was a simple play where he had the position, and Kembrell Tompkins went over him and took the ball.
Yeah, I don't know in relationship to Dennard. You know, maybe he is a better player than Dennard. He probably is. I just don't know how good Browner is. I don't know. I mean, just because he's better than Dennard doesn't mean he's good.
No, I'm not even necessarily willing to say he's better than Dennard.
I'm not willing to say that.
I think
he's
done more in his career. That is a fact.
Marginally.
But that doesn't mean he's better.
He's had more years. He's been around longer.
Well, but he's had good production, too.
Yeah, he has.
Now, you could argue, okay, Dennard is now going to play across from a great corner. Give him a chance, and maybe he'll have 6 picks this year.
And I just can't get beyond the fact that they had an opportunity to have him back in. They didn't want him. They didn't. They moved on to a sixth. I mean, not like, you know, this stud. They moved on to some sixth round pick, Maxwell, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Brian Maxwell, Byron Maxwell, something like that. I don't know. So that kind of sticks in my mind too. And I think that I think Pete
good length,
has done a very good job of identifying guys that can play. He completely overturned that entire roster So I think if Browner was a guy that was worth going the extra mile for, they would have. We've seen them re-up a lot of guys this past offseason. That was one they were willing to walk away from.
But you also don't know if it's just talent or how suspension he fit in related, and suspension could, and all that kind of
but
stuff.
But that's part too. Of it.
No, I know.
That's
no,
all
I
part
know.
Of the package.
Do you think he could have got Browner with the Tlaib effect in mind, thinking he could have covered tight end? Because Browner is really big, and he knows how to tackle.
Oh, he's definitely
he does.
Big.
Yeah.
He's a very
that
big
That is the one thing you
corner.
Can't argue. Nope. He's big. Big and long.
And I think versus tight ends, he might be even better than Tlaib. I know that might be light.
Yeah. I mean, Tlaib did a pretty good job shutting down Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I also think Jimmy Graham was hurt, but that's a separate issue for
some. Yeah, and I think that people look at that and
Thanks for the call, Justin. The
Jimmy Graham game, I didn't necessarily see that. Like that was Tlaib's role. He's going to take everybody's tight end. I thought he did a fantastic
he's not a tight
job
end.
That
We're
day.
We're seeing that in court right now.
No, but you
he's
know
a
what
wide receiver.
Do you know what I mean? Like I didn't. He didn't take Tony Gonzalez, for example.
And he also wouldn't take Rob Gronkowski. I can guarantee it.
And
when
I
the
don't
Patriots
think Brandon Browner would
play.
Have a very good time with Rob Gronkowski either.
I don't either. That's why Gronk's most difficult matchup in football.
So it's one of those things that he had a high profile, tremendous performance against a tight end in Jimmy Graham. And
who's
I think people
receiver?
Have sort of, I don't know, overplayed that
Who I
a little
think played
bit.
Like a pussy.
Wow.
Sorry, pussy.
And all that.
And all that. And I think was dealing with a foot injury in addition
There's
to that.
There's no doubt that he was hurt, but I do also think that the larger problem was heart related that day. I don't think that he competed.
No. Oh, no. It was like from that first, second play, boom. I'm thinking, you're a big baby. I'm a basketball player. No one's supposed to touch me. I lost a lot of respect for Jimmy Graham that day.
I've lost a lot of respect for him in this offseason.
Way down my list.
With this whole fight over what position he is and all this stuff. I've lost a lot of respect for him.
Nah,
the
it doesn't
whole
bother
package.
Me as much. I'm all for getting yours in the NFL because they're going to get theirs.
Not when he has on his Twitter thing and he identifies himself as a tight end.
No, but I don't care about that. It's business. Business. It's like Richard Seymour. When I want to go to the Pro Bowl, you call me a tackle. When you pay me, you call me an end.
Yeah.
That was great.
We've reached halftime in the USA-Germany match. It's no score. 0-0. I think it will remain that way.
0-0?
It's 0-0. I think it will remain that way. Despite
U.S.,
the,
I think, is that's a very big score right there.
I didn't
Portugal
see
Portugal is up 1-0 over Ghana.
Over Ghana.
And that's good for the U.S.
That was an own goal,
because
apparently.
Because the way that the U.S. would not get in would be goal differential, and Portugal cannot beat them on that. Ghana can.
Yes.
If Ghana were to win by two goals, for example, that could be a problem for the U.S. if the U.S. loses. This
Ghana
game.
Had to send two of their best players home. Did you see that?
Yeah. It's all falling into place.
Yeah. Now Paul's waving the American.
I'm a miserable human being.
I'm on board, baby. I want to advance.
But you're mocking the advancement. Oh, it's all falling into place.
For us, idiot.
Broncos are coming to town. Big surprise. All the players are hurt. It's all falling into place.
All works out for Jürgen Klinsmann all the time.
That's a different us.
No, that's the same you.
No.
That's the same you.
That's a
you. It's the same you being a tool.
That's a use. And by that, I mean you, plural.
Michelle, who loves it when Fred calls her Charlotta, says she's watching the soccer match with you guys jibber-jabbering about real football. Perfect scenario.
Michelle, I got a question for you.
Wait, hold on.
Halle Berry or Brooklyn Decker?
Why, does she...
She might dabble both ways. I don't know. I don't know her that well.
I dabbled in college.
But if she were to dabble, which one? Brooklyn Decker or Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
Okay. My food?
Right back in, Michelle. She continues, I'm actually one of them that thinks Brady's deep ball has never been one of his strong suits.
That
and before
Pat's
Nation jumps all over me, that doesn't mean I think he's elite. That doesn't...
Doesn't mean I don't think he's elite.
Yeah, she left out the
Fred.
Dome. Can't wait for training camp and for the season to start. I'd be all for cutting Connolly, but only if the center position is solidified.
Well, it is the deepest area on the team right now.
Because we have a lot of guys that we know their names.
Yeah.
I don't even know all their names.
We don't know if any of them can play.
Storky will be fine.
Storky.
He's got a beard.
So does Klein.
Remember, they used to be good when they had beards?
They grow beards every year.
Right up until the Giants de-bearded them.
They do that every year, though. Seems like.
Okay.
Get mid-season, they get lazy.
Not all of them. Cannon's never had a beard. And he's never been good. Coincidence? I think not.
Maybe he can't grow a beard. Some guys can't grow full beards.
Other guys have beards. What?
We're going to continue the Aussie theme with Dan in Virginia, who's on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
He's going to be a bushy one.
Dan, how you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, not so great. We miss Fred.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Eric's not really getting the job done in the big chair.
Oh, sure. Yeah. says the guy who never wants to sit in the big
chair. You driving the ship over there. And right now we're headed towards an iceberg.
Well, I got to say, I admire that you guys are committed professionals with the World Cup and all. And by committed professionals, I mean that you guys are in the fortunate position of having a job that you can still do while watching the World Cup.
Exactly. I'm waving my flag. I'm literally waving my flag while doing my work.
Mm-hmm. The irony of this, on my part specifically, is that I'm watching it because I'm at work.
Yeah, he hates America. If he were home, he wouldn't be watching.
If I were on my own time, I wouldn't be watching.
He roots for the country of Northeastern. That's a loser country.
I want them to win. Shut up. And I'm still mad the way that they...
Who did Fred support in the World Cup? I mean, cause knowing his record with going with the winning team, does he actually support the U.S. in the World Cup?
I don't know.
He does.
No, he's probably...
I sent Fred a little video of the studio all decorated. He was pissed he was missing out on it.
No, he wasn't. He was pretending to be pissed, but he's sitting in the pool.
what's on your mind, Dan?
First off, I've got to say, once again, Paul is spot on with his analysis. Halle Berry, completely too high maintenance.
Wait a minute. Are we looking to marry or are we looking to bang?
Seriously.
Well, yeah. I think the other one is just as hot, so... If I have to choose between two smoke shows, I'm going to take the one who's less annoying.
How do you know she's annoying?
Have you ever seen her talk?
Well, she won't be talking when she's with me, I'll tell you that much. Whatever the girl can't talk right now.
Whatever the purpose of the question, I mean this is really asking, you know, which one do you think you could jump easier, the Pacific or the Atlantic? So,
right. Or Brady or Manning.
Which one of those are you going to jump?
No. I couldn't jump either.
Although Andy did say in the office yesterday that some guy he saw working out was hot.
Well, that was taken out of context.
he was misquoted by himself.
Yes, and I quickly fixed the quote. I was like Peter King. I had to issue an apology.
It was funny, especially since we have a group of
Peter King.
We have like three or four new people who've moved into the cubes right across from us.
Yeah, and I can't tell yet if we can talk freely like we normally do.
Well, but Andy apparently either forgot that didn't care and was explaining when he got back from the gym that he saw somebody that we know at work working out and he really looked hot, he said. And then he quickly amended
because it was 85 degrees and humid.
Yes, the particular reason why I called in today was that Andy asked earlier about player salaries and the state rivalries and so forth with the Australian football sports.
Oh, yeah.
My internet connection crapped out through part of that call, so I apologize if I'm repeating anything. But, Andy, the average salary for an AFL player is $265,000 Australian. For rugby, it's actually a little lower. It's $120,000.
A little.
And Australian rules football has had the same sort of trouble with their equivalent of the Pro Bowl over the last few years. It's really sort of fizzled. They really sort of had trouble getting either players to really play hard in it or getting the top flight players to play in it. I think they've kind of just kind of let it go by the wayside. But I think with rugby, part of the success that it has had is that it has a strong history of having two key rivalries. And it's not that there's two states in Australia, but there's really only two states that really play rugby a whole lot. All the rest of them, the other six states, tend to play Australian rules football. So you've got a long history of two rivals going at each other consistently. So that's why I think it's a bigger deal than a lot of maybe the other Origin or Pro Bowl type arrangements in the world, and that's why it continues to be such a big deal. It's almost, I mean, I'm from one of the Aussie rules states, so I really don't understand the whole sport. But for those who are in those states, it really is a big deal who wins the state of Origin, whether it's the Maroons or the Blues.
What a maroon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, from a distance, from all the other stats, rugby just looks like organized sodomy, so...
Hey, ho, ho, hey, whoa.
Why, is there an unorganized...
disorganized. And Eric said, what channel's that on?
Oh.
But one final thing, Andy, you asked last week...
You better be organized.
You know, I thought Tukipa was upset about Australia losing in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Australia probably has about the same level of interest in soccer as the U.S. You know, it's kind of growing, but it's always going to be subordinate to the major sports. But every 4 years we get geared up for the World Cup, and but this year the team obviously didn't do a whole lot to justify our intermittent and disinterested affection. So wasn't really too upset when we lost very badly to the Netherlands. And
so see you in 4 years.
Yeah, but exactly. you guys are good enough usually to make the cup.
Yeah, and I think a couple of World Cups ago, the Australian team really did well. So it's kind of got a little more interest, and we maybe have inflated expectations going in. But
why did your coach think you could actually win it?
Like I said, to be honest, I don't pay that much attention to it. So I don't know what our coach has said. You know, anytime Australia plays sports, Australians are going to get amped up for it. So that's the way it goes. But yeah, sadly, not this season was not our season.
All right, go grab a VB.
Thanks, mate. Will do.
All right, Dan. Thanks for the call.
Do they sell VBs here?
Don't know.
Probably somewhere. You can get almost anything this day and age, except True Bledsoe's wine.
Yeah. Christopher in Hamilton, Ontario. Hey, guys. With everything in a standstill, let's play a game.
Nice.
Of who's going to be cut at each position come September on the offense. Center, guard, tackle, wide receiver, tight end, and running back. He's got the whole offense. Okay, so who's going to be cut at center?
Ryan Wendell.
That's what we were just talking about earlier.
Paul has Storkey getting cut. He thinks he can't play.
Oh, I don't think Storkey will get cut. I don't think they'll get cut.
Okay.
I'm just not thinking he's going to start.
I'm not thinking that necessarily either, but I think he could.
So if you don't think a guy's going to start, that means you think he's going to get cut.
You know how he always takes these things.
So Jimmy Garoppolo going to get cut.
No. I think Ryan Mallett could.
Right, yeah.
I think Ryan Mallett could.
So Garoppolo's going to start?
What?
Garoppolo's going to start?
Only if Brady gets hurt.
I don't know, Fred.
Where's those wings you ordered?
I don't know.
Yeah, didn't you order food?
I did.
The donga need food?
Are they going to kill the chicken first and then pull the feathers out?
All right, how about guard and tackle? Is anybody going to get cut there?
Yes. You wanted names?
Yes.
So we don't have like anybody to
no,
choose
No, he's just
from?
Asking us.
That's
he's
a terrible
he's
game.
Asking us.
Yeah, who is this? You're basically asking us, but you're asking us to predict the roster, the 53-man roster now. Like, I don't.
Having seen no offensive linemen put pads on and, you know, hit anybody, do anything, pull.
I mean, I feel comfortable only in saying 8 or 9 offensive linemen will be on the team, maybe even 10.
And Solder, Cannon, and Vollmer will be on the team, and my guess is Fleming will be on the team. So you got 4 right there.
It's impossible to say which one. I think it looks like Klein is a reserve that looks like they like. I agree with Andy with Stork, Fleming, and Jalapio. I think they'll have every opportunity.
But isn't it a lock that one of those gets hurt?
That'll
be here, but not on the roster.
One of them will not be on the roster.
But will be here.
Yeah,
my guess
maybe.
Is all 3 drafted rookies will be a part of the Patriots
somehow. Find a way to keep them. Yeah.
Somehow. But they won't all. My guess is all 3 won't be on the roster. Right?
Yeah. The guys that get cut are probably going to be the guys that were here last year, like Chris Barker and Braxton Cave, Jordan Devey.
Oh, good job pulling up names like that. I mean,
I thought you had like a thought in your mind about Jordan.
No, I did too. I was like, I had no idea that there was a way that he could elicit such a strong reaction.
No, I'm just
you know Jordan Devey.
I wouldn't know him if he fell on me.
That's my point. I'm just good job pulling up the names.
Well he's been working on the yearbook.
I do work for the team. So.
And he's been working on the yearbook and he's been typing all that crap in for 3 days.
I felt like it was important to, you know the personnel. No, I have.
Starting in his 15th season with the organization.
No, we had a good time. We had to do the first year players and rookie page on the yearbook yesterday, so Andy and I went over and like, it would have been a $20 bet one right there. On or off the roster?
Christopher ends his email with,
there was a Daxton Swanson and a Braxton Cave.
Daxton Swanson
has been a thorn in Jimmy Garoppolo's ass.
There's a Shamil Gary and a
Hadn't
Jonas Gray.
Oh, I like Jonas
Shamil
Gray.
Shamil, true or false?
Yes.
Jonas Gray, yes.
Big arms.
There's a Gray and a Gary.
Shamil Gray?
Shamil.
Is it Shamil? Isn't there an I in there? It's not Shamiel.
Shamil.
It's not I-E-L? That's how you say Shamil? First of all, I don't know. Is Shamil a common name? Is
that no.
Traditional spelling.
I mean, I guess it could be Shamil. But I guess it would.
What's that vacuum that
like,
Fred's got?
Like Neil.
Couldn't it be like Shamiel? Is that his vacuum cleaner, Miel?
I don't know what he has for a vacuum
cleaner. It's like a $1,200 vacuum cleaner, you know what I'm saying, oh. Fred? It's like Dyson on steroids. Gotta have, oh, I got, you have a Dyson. Look down your nose.
Christopher ends his email with the Luis Suarez issue. He said he needs a life. He needs to have a life story. Some title suggestions: White Fang, the Suarez story, and We Are the Champions.
Ah, I see what he did there. The tooth will set him free.
That's not bad. I feel bad for the Italians. They really got a good bite to the shoulder instead of the usual kick to the pants.
I see what he did there. Yeah.
I was rooting for them, too, because of my heritage, mm-hmm. but they got what they deserved.
They didn't really play
a
good
tournament.
They played like
crap in the last two games.
They did. It's unfortunate. And their coach quit immediately afterwards.
Well, isn't that what you have to do when you don't advance, when you're in a country like that?
Pretty much.
And you get the hell out of Dodge, yeah. Or they shoot you.
Pretty much.
They don't shoot you in Italy.
You sleep with the fishes?
This isn't Mussolini.
Cement blocks, and and you sleep with the fishes? They take you to the bottom of the boot and throw you off?
We're an advanced culture. I mean,
really?
You don't just shoot people.
Throw you in the canal.
Eldridge is in North Carolina, as usual. Eldridge, how you doing?
Hey, fine. How y'all doing?
Yeah, so-so. You're Eric's doing an adequate job at best.
Are you on the road today?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm running through a little small town in Ohio, and I got to go to Laredo once I pick my load up.
Laredo, Texas?
Yeah, Laredo, Texas.
Wow, you're going from Ohio to Texas
today?
That's
a long haul.
Oh, yeah. Nice long haul, man.
Don't you have to sleep every 8 hours?
No. You drive for 11, you sleep 10.
I didn't.
Oh, you drive for 11. Well, you're not a trucker.
Yeah.
No, I drove 15 hours without sleeping.
No, but for them, it's not legal. They can lose their license.
That's back in the day when you had about two or three law books. Now you got the electronic logs. You can't do that.
Right.
Once you go a minute over, oh, they'll know it automatic.
Oh, really? You got tracking? GPS?
Yeah, GPS tracking, and they got, like I said, you turn the logs here. So that's when you're in the sleeping berth, when you're driving, when you're off duty.
When you pick up a lady friend at the truck stop?
No, they don't pick that up.
When the GPS is a rocking, don't come a knocking.
No, you just know what exit to go to. That's all that is.
So where are you going to make that pit stop today? What state?
No state. I'm going to ride straight through. I had a week off vacation,
nice.
And I was gone last week. Sorry, miss, if I heard the podcast. Hey, all you listeners from the UK, take your British flag and stick it you-know-where.
Whoa, why are you fighting the Brits?
Yeah, what's this all about?
Heard one of the comments on the radio.
They ripping you?
Yeah, they ripped me. Well, one of the guys stood up at me. I think Michelle did, too.
Okay, she's a woman.
So I'm like,
I didn't remember anybody saying anything about Eldridge on Tuesday.
Yeah. Wait, where was this?
Last Tuesday's broadcast.
We got your back, Eldridge. Don't worry. This is we're an open community. We support all our brethren.
Yes.
Yeah, but like I said,
all participation welcome.
Thank you. Since y'all got to look at training camp, and I keep hearing more about this Swanson kid, how do you look at it?
Daxton Swanson, he made a couple plays on Jimmy Garoppolo. One was on a tip ball. One was on nice coverage deep down the right sideline. In a place where we were looking and struggling to have people stand out, he got his hand on a few balls, so that made him stand out.
Stand out, okay. What about the safety position? Is Harmon looking any better than Wilson, or are they just...
Wilson, forget about it. Daron Harmon is your starting safety. He's the one taking all the reps with, Devin McCourty, Darrell Revis, Brandon Browner. It's hard to tell at this point what his... I thought it was very interesting. I was actually just transcribing an interview I did with him, and he was talking about how much he focused on man coverage this offseason, watching other safeties who do a lot of man coverage, tricks of the trade of man coverage, because he said he was decent at it at times last year and really bad at it at times last year. So I thought that was just, we've been talking a lot about Revis and Browner playing man coverage, but Daron Harmon talked about he needed to work in that area. Well, it's interesting to see if it pays off.
Get back to Browner, Paul.
Yes.
Your sense of Brown is a little bit wrong. He's a darn good corner.
When did I say anything other than that?
He's a physical. He's better than Dennard.
I didn't say he wasn't better than Dennard.
Say he was.
I haven't seen him play, so I can't say that.
I have seen him play.
You're not for the Patriots, you haven't.
Not for the Patriots, but in the Seattle game.
So I want to see him play for the Patriots before I say he's better than anybody. That's all.
Well, okay.
He's going to wait till after the season to assess the schedule.
I'll say this: he was not better. He was not better when he played for Seattle against the Patriots when Tom Brady threw for about 400 yards. He wasn't better than Dennard that day.
Well, a bunch of safety, a bunch of corners wasn't good that day.
Yeah, I know, but you know,
at the end of the game, they did beat us, right? Sherman did.
They won the game because of Russell Wilson, not because of Brandon Browner. Russell Wilson threw a bomb for a touchdown in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, but see, Sherman also got the interception that stopped us from going.
And so did Earl Thomas. Brandon Browner didn't.
Yeah, Browner didn't. But I still say he's better than Dennard.
He might be.
He might
very well be better than Dennard, but I agree with the way Andy put it. I haven't really seen him play yet.
Dennard to me is a good corner, but not a great corner.
To me, my worry with Dennard is he's too injury prone.
No, my worry with Dennard is he gets beat by fast, but everybody gets beat by fast receivers. But like I said, some receivers ain't that fast. You still get beat. You know, you get beat by him. Run across the middle or they do a double move on him.
Yeah, you know what's funny about Dennard? I would say the last two games that he played were his best game as a Patriot and his worst game as a Patriot. I think he was tremendous against the Colts and absolutely abysmal against Denver.
Okay,
the whole secondary was abysmal against Denver.
Yeah, he was the leader, though. I thought he was very, very bad in that game after Tlaib left.
I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to let it go at this because I'm going to go.
Yeah, you got a long haul.
Yeah.
You got to loosen the load.
No, well, anyway, getting back to Brady, everybody keep knocking his long ball. I say again, give him somebody to throw to, be all right. Moss, Stallworth, even when he hit Caldwell, when he was playing deep, he was on the money. He got the body to throw to. Edelman ain't fast enough. Worker wasn't fast enough. Thompson, nope. Dobson, inadequate. So you get him somebody you can throw to. He might not have the best great deep ball, but he does have a good deep ball because Moss and him wouldn't pass the yardage if they did. That's all I got to say about that.
He's out.
All right. Forrest Gump out. That's all I got to say about that.
I like how he just dismisses Tompkins.
Seriously.
Just dismissed him.
I think I'm guilty of that, too.
Oh, I am, too. I didn't make him the MVP of the offseason like everybody else.
Michelle,
I don't really even think he was very good in
Michelle, who loves a woman called her Charlotta,
has a choice.
If I were to dabble, I'd go Decker.
Really? So she likes boobs more than.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the other ones. Boobs.
Oh, yes. She has tremendous boobs. Remember that whole thing where she got paid $1 million to show them?
Yep.
But Monster's Ball, that scene just does a little something for me.
She also says
it's a moving scene, if you know what I'm saying.
She says I'd cut Wendell over Connelly.
Everybody always knows what you're saying.
Always. She'd cut Wendell over Connelly, even though Connelly makes boatloads more, only because he's more versatile. All right.
Good call.
Makes sense.
Now take a break.
Makes sense. Logical argument. I got to wait for Kevin to get back into the studio after he delivers the food so we can do that. So before we do that, I'll take a quick call from Melvin in Tennessee. Melvin, what's up?
What's going on, y'all?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a quick question.
Yep.
Basically, what do y'all think Minkah's going to do this year? Because I think in comparison to last year, you know, he was kind of quiet, quieter than I thought. But, you know, throughout the last couple of years, he's made a couple of big plays. And I feel like when he was more in that linebacker role, then I guess he seemed to make bigger plays. But I know we talk about Jones stuff a lot, but do you think he was just on a maybe down year a little bit last year? Did you all not notice a difference? I don't know. But I just felt like to me that he was kind of slumpish, I guess, last year. I don't really remember him. I think it felt like he made less plays,
but you look at it at the end of the day, he had the same, I believe, 8.5 or 8 sacks. It was the exact same as the year before.
Yep. What you see is what you get from him.
And what you get is decent.
And what you get is fairly decent.
He's never going to be your superstar. He's never going to be the best defensive player. He's whatever, but
he suits up for you. He makes some plays here and there. That's what you're going to get.
Plus, a good guy. Not that matters.
I would agree.
No.
He had the year 2 years ago that led you to believe that he was blossoming into something more.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the same year, basically, and I think you were disappointed with the same year because you were expecting more.
And as we go to break, Deutschland found the back of the net. It's 1-0 Germany in the 56th minute now.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
I just watched 54 minutes and 30 seconds, and the food got here. I'm getting my burger ready, and I missed the freaking goal.
Yeah,
I did too.
Well, good thing that other game
is the way
it is. Is
that why Kevin's hat and beard is off? He's given up?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of time left, Kevin. They can still draw this thing. So don't give up hope just yet. But we're going
to of course, we're going to score. Generally, they would need to get possession of the ball at some point in the game, and they really
haven't had
that
much
yet.
Of it, no. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398, 855-PATS-500. More calls and emails right after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
We're NRG. And we're a new kind of energy company, one that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy, one whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country, one that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. People often ask us, where do you get your tickets? Well, the fact is we have a full buying department that every day receives hundreds of offers from ticket sellers. We personally select only the best tickets to provide you the best value and provide you with legitimate tickets, all with our industry-leading 200% guarantee. At Ace Ticket, we own the tickets we sell, so we only sell tickets we would sit in ourselves. For over 30 years, Ace has been Boston's own ticket agency. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
Well, they're going to have to do a little bit more if they want to win, because it's still 1-0 Germany in the 62nd minute. And a yellow card has just been issued against the Americans again. That's their second one today, right, Paul, that we've seen? Second yellow?
Yeah, for a second one I've seen.
I'd give him a yellow, too. I don't care for his hair.
Matt in Germany writes in, guys, I know you don't know much about football. You call it soccer
nothing.
In the U.S.
In my case,
but
nothing.
The World Cup shows that this could change. Let me give you some information. First of all, why Germany tries to shoot a goal and won't play a tie game from the kickoff? At the World Cup in 82, there was a third game in the group round against Austria. Germany scored, which meant both teams reached the next round. So after that goal, there was something like a non-attack friendly agreement. Everyone saw it on TV and at the stadium. This game is called the Shame of Gijón. This was even the reason why the third game is now played at the same kickoff time. Now, about the numbers on the jerseys, I think it was until the middle of the 90s that the starting players in football always had numbers 1 through 11. There were no names on the jerseys, so the goalkeeper had number 1, defenders, the four defenders 2 to 5, midfield was 6, 7, 8 for wing players, 10, so the so-called quarterback playmaker, and 9 and 11 were the forwards. Now every player can choose the number he wants. In the past, it was between 1 and 30. Now I think it's between 1 and 99. It doesn't depend on the position like in American football. So, have a nice day and a great show, but I still hope Germany wins. That's Matt in Germany, so you can understand why he would say that. Boy, you guys got a lot for lunch today. Paul's got a burger, fries, and a huge quesadilla that he's splitting with Andy, who, what did you just get,
wings?
Well,
I got the quesadilla for you guys.
Oh.
I was going to have a wing or two on those, but if I don't...
But I think you might be a little
quick,
bit...
If I don't get in quick, I may lose a limb.
My God. It just
Andy,
arrived.
Andy said we're going to be watching a game, so, sorry, a match. So we needed to have, like, appetizers to make it, you know, it's, well, a game, it's an app day.
You know, it's,
so
it's
I got,
kind
had,
of like our Super Bowl
party.
Said
Buffalo Wings or quesadilla, so I got them both.
It's kind of like our Super Bowl party. We're giving, making this an event. We got decorations, we got flags.
Yeah.
Although Kevin's fading fast. The clothes are off, he's sulking, he's drooping.
The clothes are off. I hope not.
The
you didn't even try to reach for the button that time.
Sloppy. I gotta tell you though, I'm gonna be spending some time in the old stall later.
Wayne, from where do you think Wayne's from?
Doesn't say where.
Absolutely, you guys. From what you've
what's
seen,
what's the zip code there?
00000.
How about the hyphen, the last four?
0000.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, it's very easy to remember. Guys, from what you've seen so far, what are your realistic expectations for the Patriots' offense? It doesn't look like much has changed, and certainly doesn't seem like an offense that can compete deep into the playoffs. Your thoughts? Well, it's
same thought as always. Does 87 play the full season? Because if 87 does, it looks like an offense that can play deep into the playoffs. If he doesn't, I think they're lacking weapons.
No sense of expanding on that. I'm 100% in agreement.
Okay.
Ooh.
What?
Ghana has scored 1-1.
Oh.
And the plot thickens.
Oh. That's not good.
How does this work?
Ghana needed, I believe, a two-goal differential
advantage today.
If the U.S. if only loses by one.
Right, if the U.S. only loses by
I mean,
one. Right,
Germany is continuing to dominate this game. I'm sorry, match. And, you know, all of a sudden you could find yourself in trouble.
Yeah. The U.S. needs to at least keep the score as it is, if not try to tie it up or do more. But... yeah, it's making it exciting, more exciting than it should be. See, if they had just beaten Portugal the other day, none of this would have mattered.
That's true, but they didn't.
Now
they're going to choke it up. This quesadilla is good.
Yeah, I'm going
to buffalo quesadilla.
I'm gonna try one of those.
Where is this, Paul? That I mean.
Yeah, what kind did you get?
I just ordered chicken quesadilla. I don't know what.
Kind of looks like it's got some stuff in it. Do people get mad when I do this?
When you go, What, that and the mic? Yeah, they do.
Kevin in Ellicott City, Maryland. Guys, I was wondering what you thought of Austin Colley's performance last year. To be honest, I liked him better than Amendola. Every catch Colley had last year was first down, and it was and he was big in the comeback versus the Saints.
Watch the Bills game, you dink. Amendola wasn't great, but let's be a little bit more forgiving to Danny Amendola.
Says Andy as he rushes to the bathroom.
I mean, I have to agree. I mean, Amendola caught 50-something passes.
He did.
You know, Colley caught like 10.
And was injured and cut and,
you know,
what, came back. And
he had a couple of catches, you know, in that fourth down catch against the Saints that kept the drive alive. But, I mean, Amendola had more than that in the first game of the year, as Andy said,
mm-hmm.
against Buffalo.
And yet, that was, they wouldn't have won that game without him.
No, absolutely not.
So
I think, you know, Colley to me is a guy who is hanging on at this stage of his career. He's not an answer.
And he made a couple catches. That's fine. But don't disrespect Danny Amendola and say he didn't make a couple catches. Watch that Bills game again. You got a victory in large part thanks to Daniel Amendola.
They wouldn't have won that game without him.
He was big that day.
Yeah.
Even if you take out the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many games did Colley play in? 3? 4?
Something like that, yeah.
What did he catch? 6 passes? Come on. Can we be honest here? That was a ridiculous... Who made that statement?
Kevin from Endicott City, Maryland.
He's a tarp.
You put him on the field to keep the water off? I was going to say. Wide receiver emails continue. This is Christopher, also from our favorite place.
Endicott, Maryland?
No.
Oh.
Our favorite place.
Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
Okay, he's not going to play along.
Treasures in Houston, Texas.
I've not heard Jeremy Gallen's name since signing in May. Just wondering if there's any buzz around him at all. I believe he can contribute in a Woodhead/Edelman hybrid role.
There is a buzz. It's the flies that circle him when he's working with the rehab group.
Yeah,
I don't believe he's been on the field, Paul. Has he?
Not much. Gallen. He has been out there a little because we somehow got a picture of him.
Oh, okay, well, I haven't seen him do much.
Did he say a Woodhead? What?
Woodhead/Edelman type role.
Hmm. So he thinks he could be like a back catching pass? I mean, I don't know. He's pretty small. And again,
He's getting bigger by the minute.
I haven't seen him play.
180 pounds he's up to,
yeah,
Paul.
I have not seen him play as a Patriot, so I'll reserve judgment till training camp. We got the pads on. We'll see.
Apparently that's going to be Paul's answer. Haven't seen him with the pads on. Playing the role of Fred Kirsch in today's program will be understudy Paul Perillo.
I was a little intrigued by the Woodhead comparison.
I'd rather have Roy Finch in the Woodhead comparison.
I would, too. Is he a third down back? I mean, I know in Michigan he did some different things, right?
Sure.
Right. I mean, am I wrong
He did
some different stuff.
I think he was
Michigan.
An inside receiver, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, mostly, but he punt returned for them.
Okay, so he didn't even have any experience out of the backfield
at
Michigan?
I don't believe so.
He was their receiver. Their
so that guy
receiver.
That wrote it that he was a running back at Michigan, he never even played running back?
That never came up in my...
you remember that, right?
Who's our friend?
The guy who wrote that he was...
I don't know who that is. You're going to need to give me a name. And don't be such a vagina.
I can't do it.
Oh! 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 He's getting pinker by the minute.
What does that mean?
Vagina.
Because he called you a
Don't ask Eric. He ain't seen one.
I'm going to let that go.
You can't just let everything go. There's dead air on the radio. That's not good.
I was also chewing, Paul. So
he was. You've been dropping him a number of times where it was just like, I see Eric take a big mouthful. You two are in a discussion, and Paul goes, and that's all there is to say about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to expand on that at all.
That's exactly what he said. And you were like biting the... And he yells at Fred when Fred does that to him and turns to him or something mid-bite. Yeah,
Fred asked me questions right
you
after
you literally
I take a
said,
bite.
And then, I'm not going to expand on that.
He didn't have to be the next person to talk. There are three people on the
you
show.
You were kind of in a thing.
No, you had said something about.
No. Where's my soda, Kevin?
We were talking about the Patriots offense. It was you and I answering the question, wrong or right?
Yeah.
What the Patriots offense can be.
Yes.
You had made the comment about if Gronk is healthy. I agreed with it. You could have gone back and said something else. Didn't have to
Since
go to
Paul
Eric.
Paul doesn't want to expand on my comments, I'll apparently expand on my comments while Eric eats his wrap.
Fred would ask Eric a specific question as he takes a bite out of his wrap. That's what Fred does. There's a big difference.
We're arguing now about what we would normally argue about.
Right.
But you know what's good about that? We get new listeners all the time.
Yes.
New listeners to the
which
show.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing. Like Milo in Hartford, who says, I'm a longtime Patriots fan and recent listener of PFW in Progress.
Welcome aboard, Milo.
I have never been and never thought I would be a listener of a podcast or talk radio for that matter. However,
we're different.
I quickly changed my mind after downloading the Patriots app, which gives me access to the podcast. I started to listen recently around the time the Patriots signed Darrelle Revis. Having since been a faithful listener every Tuesday and Thursday, it's been largely assumed that Revis's contract is essentially a one-year rental. I understand that his current contract is 2 years with a large cap hit in the second year, which will cause both Revis and the Patriots to have to renegotiate after the 2014 season, or the Patriots find themselves once again on the search for a shutdown corner. With the recent contracts that Richard Sherman and Joe Hayden received, is it about time that Patriots realize that, unfortunately, in today's game, cornerbacks are getting paid, he puts in all caps, and that one-year prove-it deals, in quotes, are no longer going to, as Bill Belichick says, leave our team in the best situation? What would be a good contract length and guarantee number that you believe would keep Revis in Foxborough for the next few years while not compromising the Patriots' future by having a burdensome cap hit? Thanks for keeping up the good work. Milo in Hartford, new listener.
Well, there's going to be a burdensome cap hit somewhere along the line. He's really good. The price for corners is really big, and the guaranteed money is going through the roof.
It's going to be between 16 and 12 and 16 million a year. And the last part of that you can't ignore. That wouldn't be burdensome on the cap. There is none. Because it's burdensome on the cap now.
Mm-hmm.
12, right? That's more than the Patriots want to pay for a guy on the cap.
And let's not compare Revis's situation to Tlaib. Tlaib was in a prove-it situation when he came here. Prove that you are not a dink. Prove that you can stay in the league. Prove that you can stay healthy. Prove that you can be a high-level corner. Revis is coming here. Yes, he's coming off a year removed from an ACL, but he's not proving anything. He's among the best corners in the game. He is saying how he's much healthier this year. I don't know if you guys saw it. Ed Werder interviewed him at the Drew Brees Passing Academy at Disney. They have an upcoming interview. But he told Werder, there's things he can do now with his knee that he couldn't do last year, even though he played all 16 games.
Well, that's great.
That's great news. But he has nothing to prove. Now, he has proven a little bit he's a mercenary. He's looking for every damn dollar every damn year. He did it in New York. He did it in Tampa. He's kind of doing it here. And he proved he's comfortable going year to year. But he has nothing to prove in terms of on the field or, you know, Brandon Flower, any of these guys. And he's the best corner in the game. The going rate, as Paul said, you're in that $15 million a year range, plus or minus a couple mil on either side. If the Patriots want to keep him at that, it's going to take that. I don't think he's going to sign a hometown discount, nice deal, Tom Brady deal here.
I don't see it happening under any circumstance, but I guess you could talk yourself into it if it just is a unbelievable success. He seems to have a lot of respect for Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talked about that. He spoke the... Was it the last day of minicamp? Second to last day of minicamp? One of those days. It might have been the second to last day of minicamp. And he spoke about it. And I'm not sure that there's anything that could change his mind in terms of, you know, what Andy talked about, the mercenary element to his career. But maybe if it's just a home run, they have a lot of success, and he returns to his spot on the throne as the best defensive player in football.
Maybe
like
they
everybody
win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It all feels good, and us where I want to be, and this is all right.
Bill's going to put me in a position where I can be the best again, and I'm going to stay because I like this guy. This guy knows what he's doing.
Right.
Maybe some of his mercenary elements were related to the fact that he didn't have as much respect for Rex Ryan as he might for Bill Belichick. I don't know.
Also,
we'll see.
When is enough money enough?
Never.
Well, if I were an NFL player, there would not be such of a number for that.
But, I mean, he's made ridiculous sums of money.
Well, I wouldn't say ridiculous. He's made a lot of money.
For his position,
I got to think he's probably made... He's probably up in the $80 million range, somewhere in there.
That's
60, 80 million.
That's a ton of money.
But, but by comparison to other athletes, it's, you know, Alex Rodriguez is a guy like, you know, how many hundred million... 200 right. million plus contracts do you need to sign? Guaranteed.
Right.
Well, I don't look at football players the same way.
Right.
I say get as much as you can because
it's short.
Pretty soon,
yeah,
It's going to be over. And it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, some of his are, but you know what my point is.
I get your point.
Yet another email from Doesn't Say Where. This is Cody.
Big.
Hi, guys.
Australia, Canada, and Doesn't Say Where.
Yeah.
Those are our big demographic areas.
Biggest demographic area. Yep.
Can I get a water, Kevin?
A while back, I read an article about the Broncos possibly moving on from Wes Welker after this season because of their draft picks. If this is true, is there any possibility of the Patriots trying to get him back?
I can't imagine. You already have Edelman and Amendola under
And this
contract.
Is the last year of his contract, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this is going to be the last year of his career.
Could be.
To be honest with you.
Could be. But I can't imagine. I mean, anything could happen. You mean after this year? Definitely
yeah,
not
after this year. No,
I
not
think
this
the
year.
Chances after would increase year. After this year if the Patriots let go of Amendola. You have Edelman, and now he comes as like a sort of a bit guy, you know, kind of a rotational complimentary guy.
Mm-hmm.
That might work. But I still think it's kind
of
dubious.
Have to get rid of some of the 7 slot receivers they have?
Well, Amendola would be gone, you know, because he's really no more than Austin Colley, according to fans. Ridiculous statement that was.
Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398, 855-PATS-500. Mike in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I think there are two players, both on defense, who will step up this season. Those are Duron Harmon and Chandler Jones. Chandler will have over 14 sacks and consistent pass rush. What do you guys think? Well, Harmon's a possibility because of, you know, where he is in his career, going into his second year. I don't think you can expect too much more out of Jones than what we've seen from him. I don't think he's going to make that much of a dramatic increase. I mean, he could get 14 sacks. He could get double-digit sacks. But what kind of sacks are they? Are they?
I think
are
Jones,
they situational?
Yeah, I think Jones is going to
are they impact sacks?
Make a jump, and it's because I'm putting everything into the I'm putting a lot of stock into Revis, and I think Revis is that kind of player that's going to make the entire defense better, including Chandler Jones. Harmon, I think the best you can hope for him is that you don't really notice him. Like he is a steady, solid safety that doesn't have the Steve Gregory
doesn't
without the periodic bad angles
yeah.
that cost you.
Every
once
mistakes.
I would say like once a month Steve Gregory made a major mistake. You know, that we talked about
yeah.
the following Monday. I think the best case for Duron Harmon is that he's Steve Gregory without those glaring errors.
Right.
I would take that.
Sure. Yeah, just be a zero player and not a negative player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You don't have to be a positive. You don't have to be making all these plays, but be a break-even kind of guy. I think that's fair. I haven't given up on Jones yet, making another jump.
No, I haven't.
I mean, my own guy, right? Didn't my own guy, Robert Quinn, year 3, became a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Kind of ascended, was probably a little more quiet as a rookie, but has ascended now and is now considered one of the elite defensive players in the game, and some people think is going to take an even another jump this year and really sort of take over the throne as one of the top 1, 2, 3 guys.
It would be rare, though.
Yeah.
It would be rare to have that happen.
And I haven't seen enough flashes of it to lead me to believe that, but I haven't given up on it either. I'd like to have been able to point to a couple Jason Taylor stretches where he just owned the edge, he owned somebody. And again, that's been my criticism of him, that he's productive but not impactful all the time, which I'd like to see more of.
If they had
and I have nothing to expand upon that, Eric.
If they had a third,
nor do I.
If they had a third guy who was consistently in the rotation,
Portugal has just scored.
Maybe would that make a difference?
That's a lock then.
That's helpful. Yeah.
That's a lock.
Maybe it's a Wilbert Smith as Will.
Well, because Jones has to be on the field almost all the time.
Maybe Zach Moore.
And at the end of the year, we've seen him sort of lose a little bit of steam.
Is that Kevin at the game?
I don't know, but he's celebrating.
So I wonder if they can get a third guy, whether it's Will Smith or Michael Buchanan or somebody who can spell him earlier in the season.
H-I-M.
Him? What?
You said who can spell him.
Jeez.
I'm waving the flag
yes,
because
you are, Portugal
I believe, just scored. I believe we just advanced to the next round.
Nothing like advancing by losing 1-0.
Now who's being Mr. Negative? I'm waving the flag because I think that Portugal goal just put us through.
So we had a tie that was a loss, and now we have a loss that's a win.
A win. Only in only in soccer.
It's got to love it.
Do you? Do you really know?
Yeah, the world loves it.
The world does, because they don't have anything else to compare it to.
It's where Paul just defends a global community. One fell
the
swoop.
World.
Check.
Yet again, Will from?
Doesn't say where.
It's just, it's amazing how many people live
You think
in
they all know each other from Doesn't Say Where?
It's a, they can't possibly, because there's so many people that write
in from
there.
What's the population of Doesn't Say Where?
It seems to be infinite.
Yes.
It's not like it's Dartmouth, Andy. There's right. a lot of people that live there.
Guys, this is Will. Guys, I was wondering, what's the deal with Brandon Bolden? Usually he seems very productive in the limited game action he's seen. Has he just been a beneficiary of game time situations and Brady's reads?
I think he's one of the most overrated players on the Patriots in the last 2 years.
Is he just consistently
in the doghouse?
Based on that statement
right there.
What are the usual
against the Bills 2 years ago? Against the Bills 2 years ago.
I mean, he's had a couple of individual plays here and there. I think he had like a 40-yard screen pass last year against Tampa. But where are these periods of production when he gets an opportunity? I haven't seen it.
I feel like a hater.
Well,
people
you are
seem
a hater.
A little bit. I am a hater. People seem to like, he just needs more chance. I just don't see it.
I think because his chances are so
He had 100 yards against the Bills 2 years ago.
That's what
it.
People remember.
That's it.
Right.
Well, so did Mike Cloud 10 years ago. Let's bring him back. He hasn't had his chances. So did Heath Evans once in Miami. Let's bring him back. God.
All right, we'll
Everybody has him as like a roster lock, too, because we got all these 53-man roster things coming out. And they all got four running backs, with Brandon Bolden as one of them. And I just
don't think that's a
foregone conclusion at all.
No.
I think there are three locks, Ridley, Vereen, and I'm giving White the benefit of the doubt as a lock. Other than that, I think there's up for grabs between Bolden and Steven Houston, maybe a Roy Finch as an athlete, a returner. Who knows? Jonas Gray, big arms.
He's a big dude. Bigger dude than I thought.
I don't think he's very good.
No.
I like his arm.
Will,
you know me. I don't like to be mean, so I had to say it quite.
Paul, he doesn't like to be mean.
The truth is never mean.
No. You corrected yourself once.
Actually, I've amended the statement. The truth is never mean, but sometimes the truth hurts.
You also did say the truth is mean sometimes.
No, it really isn't.
You did say that.
I've amended it.
You did say that.
I've formulated it. The truth is never mean, but sometimes the truth hurts.
At times, the truth can be mean.
No. No. It can hurt, but it's not mean.
Are we going to argue about this?
Nope.
No?
You can't argue with facts. Okay.
You have nothing more to expand on about that.
I don't, because it's a fact. There are no holes in this logic.
Oh, my God. Will's final question.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Do you think any of the three backs, Vereen, Ridley, and Bolden, get re-signed at the end of this year?
Vereen,
Ridley, Bolden. I think there's a chance Vereen is re-signed. I don't think he's a lock.
I don't think he's a lock.
No.
Could be the wide receiver position all over again, where we get rid of running backs, all new ones.
Right now, I don't think there's a chance that either of the other two will be re-signed.
You don't like the cleats that Ridley brings?
No.
You don't? I do. I like some of them. The Captain America ones.
You know what I would like?
You can't wear those in a game, right?
I would like him just to stop trying to be, you know, the eccentric Stephen Ridley, you know, the sort of offbeat kind of counterculture guy, and just, you know, try to run the ball and hold on to it.
Where is this coming from? This seems like it's been festering.
I don't care for the
You seem like a woman.
You know, the little onesies.
You think you're arguing about, like, where we're going to go for dinner, and all of a sudden, you know what I'd like you to do? Stop being the eccentric running back. How about you just run the damn ball? Well,
I thought we were just going to dinner.
Are we going to dinner? Where did that come from?
I don't have any of these arguments in my
Is that pent up somewhere, Paul?
I
You don't like the boots. You don't like the onesies.
You know what?
You don't like the gold diamond studded backpack. You don't like the cleats. You don't like the man.
Maybe it's because I feel like I was so all in on Ridley.
Oh, and he didn't prove you right, like so now he has to pay for it.
No, I'm wondering. I don't really feel like I have any pent-up hostility to Ridley.
I didn't think you did either until
statement. He's a nice guy, but I really
when
could do
bam,
without,
bitch comes out.
I could do without the act, and I could do more with the production. That's all I'm saying. You don't agree? That's okay.
I don't have that venom. I have two things.
It's not venom. I
have two very simple
requests. I don't think he's very good.
Don't fumble and break some runs. Those are my two requests for him.
I don't care what kind of cleats he wears.
I don't care if he goes monster truck, dune buggy in Wareham.
Andy.
I don't care if he wears moon boots. I don't care about any of it.
If he ran for 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns, I wouldn't care about his cleats. I don't care about his cleats.
You do a little bit.
But you said you like the cleats, and I said, no, I like it more if he actually, you know, ran in them. Instead of just wearing them to be, you know, sort of, you know, offbeat and zany.
See, there's tone. I'm zany.
Tom Curran.
What about his kick? What?
Just cover the team. I don't need the zany offbeat nature.
There's some pent up. Now, Tom Curran is in the crosshairs. Yeah. What's your issue with Tom Curran?
Love Tom Curran. You know that.
Oh, you're such a vagina.
That's the second time he's used that word today.
I bit my tongue. I'm playing it less than full strength right now.
Did you listen to Tom Curran yesterday on the radio?
During lunch today?
Yeah, when I was eating that burger. What'd you say?
Did you listen to Tom Curran on the radio yesterday and some venom pop up? Did he say something?
I did not
hear
Tom Curran on the radio yesterday. Where was he?
Yeah.
Missed it. Now, why is that?
Well, you brought up Tom Curran. No one was talking about Tom Curran. All of a sudden you said, just cover the team. Who's talking about Tom Curran? No. Who's he fighting with other than Tom Curran?
I don't know.
The world, first of all.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The world. Stephen Colleen, Texas.
Our favorite listener.
Good buddy. Men of PFW, first, thanks for the wealth of information of all that matters in the offseason. Paul's health. Cat's dog rehab. You missed Cat in Chicago called in and was talking about her dog.
Do you know dogs can go to rehab?
For drinking?
No. No. Physical rehab.
Oh, yeah. Does he have one of those little wheelie carts that are in the back?
No, I don't think he has one of those.
So she finishes with her house, and now she's got a dog that's in rehab.
Well, the house isn't finished yet.
Oh, good. What, it's yet?
It's close.
The stairs weren't finished, and the dog fell down him. That's why he's in rehab?
The world trek of Eric and Fred's car being used as the official gay pride car worldwide.
There was a Lesbaroo over there? Were there in the parade?
No. We were talking about that, and I think it was Dan in Virginia wrote in and asked if one of the floats was a Subaru Outback.
Okay, we got into
a little offshoot discussion about that. Now, back to American football. Are we expecting Gronk to be Gronk week one, as has been speculated?
Yes.
My bigger concern is TB12. The hand injury clearly impacted his control of the ball during last season, so while I'm definitely on board with Gronk being Gronk, I want TB12 to be TB12. We know we can be as well. Finally, when does my fellow Texan Mr. Rook return to the rotation, or has he been traded for a player to be named later?
No.
Keep up the outstanding
job.
He'll
be back.
And all I'm saying is the crossovers between Rook and Sosie should be muscle-less and
they
radio.
Might be worth sticking around for.
You might want to roll tape.
Patriots Playbook will be back in its normal time slot from 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
After
live.
PFW in progress once the regular season schedule kicks in.
Yep.
Prior to week one, right? We always go before week one, right?
I would assume.
The week leading up to the first game. Yeah.
Uncle Sam says yes. And he does have his hat
and
beard
back on. Yeah.
Hasn't totally given up, only...
Well, we have like...
Well, you know, there's like a minute plus whatever else they feel like giving U.S. a chance to score.
And we all know that that's an eventful period of time in U.S. soccer.
I love how No Socks calls stoppage time. He calls it magic time.
Kind of is.
He calls it magic time or mystery time.
Well, we're going to have 5 minutes. Unless they are within a half a field of potentially scoring, then we'll just let them go until they feel like they can't score anymore.
I like how there's 20 seconds difference
between
two games.
I think Gronk's going to be good to go.
Going to be Gronk.
I'm feeling pretty confident they're Gronk because I was thinking about it more. You know, like Welker, he made his money through lateral movement. And we saw a limited Wes Welker with a big old brace. And we talk about this all the time. You know, the guys that run a 4-3 and they lose a little something. Well, they're running a 4-3-5 now, 4-3-7. The guys that run, you know.
4-6, 4-7,
yeah.
I think. That.
But I don't think he has a speed-based game. Does he? Don't you feel like Gronk's, and Michael Hawley kind of led me in this direction. I think his two greatest strengths are his hands and his size. He has elite catch radius, which is a term that we like to throw around the NFL scouting lingo these days, and his size. He's going to have his catch radius and his size. And I don't think he ever created immense separation. I'm not really worried about that. I think he's going to be pretty damn good from the get-go.
I'm not as worried about coming off the torn ACL. I'm worried about his overall durability more so than that. But I disagree with you a little bit on the type of player that is affected. Because I agree with you, he didn't create tremendous separation. And now you could argue he might, if he doesn't bounce back, create even less.
Right, but he's still bigger and taller and has better hands than the other guy.
I know, but if you're constantly having to do that and outfight guys every catch while you're, you know, getting beaten down with the physical toll that he takes, I think it becomes harder. And I think that as time goes on, that becomes more difficult when you're not making any easy catches.
I think he's going to be fine. I'm predicting.
I think he's going to be fine, too. I think he'll be ready for week
1. 80 catches, 1,000 yards plus, and double-digit touchdowns, baby.
Sign me up. And I got him playing 19 games. And I think he'll be ready for week 1.
I got him playing 19 games. I don't know if they win the 19th, but I got him playing 19.
I got him playing 13.
Well, you're negative. I'm positive.
But the key is, can he play 3 in January / February?
That's a question.
In Glendale. Only one in Glendale.
Scene of the crime.
Yeah.
We can, what do they call that? Exercise.
Revisit.
Exercise the demons.
Exorcise the demons.
Exorcise.
Yes.
Guys, Frank.
Paul's not familiar with the term exercise, either use.
Frank from L.A., originally Easton.
That is a hurtful shot.
Originally from Easton, Massachusetts, now L.A., Frank, longtime listener. And if I'm read today, first time email on the show. Well, welcome to the email club.
Eric has not banned you like some others.
That's right.
He has banned them.
On Brady's decline, Andy always likes to cite the Saints game where Brady threw an interception that should have ended the game only to get another chance and find Tompkins for the game winner in the end zone. Now, if you've watched NFL films at all and have seen the sounds of the game, you would see that on that particular throw, as soon as Brady lets the ball go, he screams Julian Edelman's name because he didn't cut off his route at the correct spot, causing the catastrophic interception.
Well, it wasn't catch.
Now, there are many other instances just last year where Brady threw an interception that clearly was not his fault. And as an example, that one with Rob Gronkowski. I think it was against the Bills, where he rounded off his crossing route and Brady was expecting him in another spot. That was Gronk's rust, not Brady.
Never is.
Now, growing up and watching Brady develop over the years, he was always viewed in the early part of his career as more than a game manager and mistake-free passer. As his career developed, he became more cerebral threat than he is now. So much so to an elite status that his brain was more powerful than a cannon arm or legs with the ability to escape. We went through a short phase of accentuating that, building a team around him. Moss is the pendulum far to this side. Now, with the last couple of years trying to strengthen the D and being decimated by injuries, Brady's weapons were all but stripped completely away. The receiving core from last year was laughable at best. When I look at Brady closely, I found that most of his mistakes are usually from the human factor in that he just makes bonehead decisions or tries to force the situation, maybe due to a fire to win. Usually, you'll notice a lot of Brady's actual mistakes are from having a ball up for a receiver or Gronkowski to go snatch from the air, or under throwing a fade route, underestimating the corner's ability to get up and get it. Also, squeezing balls into tight windows where they would get deflected, and this one happens very rarely because Brady is so accurate. Now, when the mark of a quarterback is perfection, any flaw will be glaring, and when we nitpick Brady, we need to nitpick correctly. Thanks, guys. Your show is an ingrained way of my life, best entertainment I get all week outside of actual games.
Speaking of squeezing balls, I think you did more than squeeze them there, buddy. Jesus, get off his jock. He's human.
In summarizing, Tom Brady...
That right there is
never
the
made
fan, right.
Tom Brady has never made a mistake in his 14 years.
You know when I say who's Paul arguing with and fighting?
That guy.
That guy right there is who Paul fights with. The difference is, Paul thinks that's like 82% of the population, when really it's like
0.82%
of
it's
the population.
It's a lot.
That guy might, ridiculous.
That guy might have taken it a little bit
extremist.
To the extreme. I agree, but there's a lot of guys. Let me just... Correct me if, you know, refresh my memory. The interception that you rail against all the time against New Orleans.
Yes.
Is that not a bomb? Wasn't that like a deep seam route?
I thought so. Yeah. Yeah.
So if Edelman was supposed to cut his route off, why did he throw it deep?
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's,
and I also
didn't he force
the ball 2 or 3 times to Gronk with ugly interceptions?
How many times
ugly
does he force the ball and get it completed?
I mean, ugly ass. Yeah, I am all for Brady, and I am all for saying he was undermanned last year.
Absolutely.
And he dealt with problems in the receiving core and young guys and all of it. But don't just take everything off his plate and say the guy's never thrown an interception. That was his fault.
We don't say that 2007 wasn't because he was so great. It was because he had all those different weapons to choose from. No, that's silly. He was great.
Right.
It was the greatest season I saw. And, you know, Manning did the same thing last year with a similar great cast. We don't take all the credit away from the quarterback
Negative.
For that. When you have a lot of weapons, you got to take advantage of them, and Brady did. I'm glad you guys
are enjoying
that.
These are very good.
I'm glad you're enjoying that.
Now, I could have gone with some dipping sauces to go with it.
Dipping sauce.
Like some sour cream
and stuff. All kinds of stuff over here.
Yeah, it's like mustard and ketchup. I would like some sour cream.
Mayo.
Maybe some salsa.
Four words.
Salsa.
Mayo. Oh.
No, I'll give you four words. Blue cheese, sour cream, ranch, salsa.
The USA-Germany game is now over for those of you listening.
Has gone final.
And we've advanced!
Is that official? Is the Portugal-Ghana game?
Said right underneath. U.S. advances.
Oh, okay. Yeah. U.S. has advanced.
Na, 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 na.
The loss was a win. And the tie was a loss. So now we're breaking even.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we going to play?
I think we play
Ronaldo in the 80th minute for Portugal.
Portugal. Who
so
are we
now,
playing? Who's
now we
next?
Play. We play. What is it? We play the top seed in one of the other groups.
I have no idea. And last Germany time I listened to you on how the World Cup was broken down,
well,
you led me
that is
astray.
Correct.
Once they go, once they
that's
go
why
the
I didn't
stage,
think Germany would dump because I think Germany wanted to be
The top seed.
Yeah, and I don't know if they
so they'll play the top seed of one of the other groups. I'm not sure.
And if you play for a tie, you never know what happens. You know, all of a sudden you play for a tie and you give up a fluke goal and you lose
and
now you're the number two.
Right. Back to your health and weight issues, Paul, from Jim in Pittsburgh. Paul, I'm a middle-aged fat guy, too, age 49, 5'10". I was 258 in April. I juiced only for 30 days, dropped 40 pounds. My cholesterol dropped 140 points. My blood pressure dropped almost 40. On top of that, my allergies are much better. I have less pain and I'm mentally sharper.
And more sex.
I wasn't hungry all the time, either. Watch the documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's incredible. Hungry for Change
see
is another great
done?
One. I guarantee your diet Pepsi
done?
Is linked to much of your weight gain. It's not for
the
everyone.
The guy is 50 pounds heavier
life.
Than me, and you have everybody thinking that it's the same.
And he cheated. He juiced.
Yeah. And he says he has 20 more pounds to go. He's trying to.
I mean, do it the right way and just eat right. Yeah. Don't juice.
I have 20 pounds to go, too. The only thing is we're starting at the same spot now. I didn't already lose 58.
He's already mad.
It's funny.
Mad at
your fault. I'm mad at you.
It's funny.
I'm not mad at
fat.
The guy. And by the way, congratulations for losing 58 pounds. You're the guy that I'm mad at. But
what did I do?
You're not killing my buzz, baby. We're advancing.
Now it's we. Now it's we.
He's waving that flag with vigor.
Vigorous. We've got cupcakes to celebrate.
Mm. Oh, get those
and
in here.
Jackie Britton wearing her USA T-shirt. And sucking
wow.
on a what is it?
Oh my God!
Sucking on a
you
something.
Made those?
Why don't you leave those right here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
American flag cupcakes.
Lovely. She makes good cupcakes, too. I've
Thank
had them
you.
Before. Strawberry. What are they? Strawberry with blueberry. Is that blueberry?
Who frosted those
oh,
cupcakes?
Just, oh, buttercream. Ooh, yum,
what'd
yum.
What did you say? What did you say, Kevin?
You're just being inappropriate.
Said, who frosted those cupcakes? I don't know what that means. Yes, I would love one. Thank you. Gracias.
Are we done here?
Paul's going to pick the fruit off. Don't let that get. Don't accidentally eat some fruit, Paul.
We're almost done.
You almost got something healthy there.
Thank you for the visit and for the cupcakes.
Yes. We're on the radio right now. We don't just have conversations into a microphone. So, yes, we're on the radio right now, Jackie.
All right. Well, we started the show with... we started
are we almost done?
Yeah, we are almost done. We started the show
man.
With two
Game's
emails
over.
From Australia. We're going to go back to the same part of the world and end with Dan from New Zealand, who says, you guys are on a roll, just catching up on podcasts from June 19th. Not sure how many more times Fred could have said to Andy, I agree with you about the Redskins argument. Must have been about 8 to 9 times. Hilarious.
Well, I'm intelligent.
Just going to catch up with June 24th shows now. In the meantime, a quick game to throw to you called Would You Rather See?
Is this going to involve Halle Berry and Decker again?
No,
what
sadly.
Was it? Would You Rather
Would You Rather See?
Well, it was a Would You Rather game.
I'd rather see Kate Upton naked. You're,
that's not one of the
Sorry,
options
no offense,
that they gave.
Ladies.
Would you rather see
ladies.
Brady score a 25-yard rushing touchdown or Edelman throw a 40-yard touchdown?
I'd rather
see Brady.
Edelman throw a 40-yard touchdown.
I don't think
touchdown.
You'll ever see that again.
Brady, a 25-yard touchdown? That would take forever.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not
that's
really interested in watching it.
I want to see how it happens, how it unfolds, because there's no way he's getting 25
like,
yards without being touched.
Juke somebody like he did Brian Urlacher?
I would rather see Edelman throw a 40-yard touchdown.
How about Edelman?
Jackie is recreating what
throw a 40-yard touchdown to Brady.
Oh, combine the
both
two
worlds.
Combine the two,
like
when
the old
Kevin
throwback.
Falk,
yeah,
and the throwback.
I'd rather
pass.
See Brady catch a long touchdown pass than
that,
run with the ball.
Meld
we'll
the
meld
two.
The two. Okay.
There it is.
All right.
That's
okay.
what we want.
Second
Plus,
one.
Fred Somebody get McDaniels
excited.
On the horn.
Fred would go, "See, Andy, see, Brady needs to run."
Yeah.
Shut up, Fred.
Would you rather Will Fork intercept for a 10-yard touchdown or Gostkowski tackle causing a fumble recovery on a kickoff? Well, I'd rather
Gostkowski.
Love for the kicker. Yeah,
Gostkowski.
Of course.
I like.
We've
I like
seen
it.
Will Fork intercept.
If you're
going to
answer, Jackie, you might as well grab a mic. Or talk louder.
She's just like babbling in the background. Paul, go ahead. I'll be quiet now.
I'm just repeating what you have.
So what did she say?
I don't know.
Couldn't really hear. She didn't really talk into the mic.
I'll go Will Fork.
Wow, you've seen Will Fork intercept before.
Fat guys got to stick together.
He made the cover with an interception.
Don't leave her hanging. She gets really mad when you do that.
She's really mad at me now. How long are we going here? I want to eat this cupcake.
You can eat it now.
Since when did being on the air stop you from eating?
I know. Seriously. We've been doing it the whole past hour.
Yes, I look down at you.
Over your old man glasses.
Would you rather see Darrelle Revis intercept Russell Wilson 3 times for 30 yards each, or Brady beat Richard Sherman for touchdowns twice?
Number two.
Brady, yeah.
Paul has indeed begun eating the cupcake. I would go with, Richard Sherman's fun to mess with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
And it would be
that.
Nice for him to, because then Brady could run up to him and ask him if he's mad.
You mad, bro? Although, if you say that, you might get in trouble. You can't call him a bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen the issue he's having in Seattle because they printed his address in he bought a home, and in like the real estate, they printed the address of the home he bought. Now fans are showing up, so he won't talk to whatever newspaper, Seattle Post.
That's what happens when you buy real estate.
Right.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Ridiculous. He's very unlikable. For a guy who's very popular.
Wasn't I saying that all
last year?
He's
very unlikable.
I said that all
last year. Vacillates?
Yeah.
Oscillate or vacillate?
Probably vacillate.
What is oscillate? That's a fan.
It goes back
that's
and turning.
But it's
so. Is it oscillate or vacillate?
Vacillate is what you use in that context.
When would I use oscillate?
When you're talking
fans
about a fan.
Oscillated.
Yeah.
Right. Back and forth. Does anything else oscillate besides a fan?
Ocelots oscillate.
That's one of those words you use at once. Right. If you're talking about a fan, you oscillate. Otherwise, use vacillate. Good to know.
Would you rather the Patriots beat the Colts by 28 or the Broncos by 1?
The Broncos by 1. Didn't we beat the Colts by a decent number last year?
Pretty
playoffs,
decent.
And then it petered out a week
pretty
later.
Decent.
Yep.
Let's go with the latter.
And lastly, if the Patriots went 12-4 for the next 5 years, would you rather see us not beat the Jets, Colts, Seahawks, or Broncos during the whole time, or have 2 guaranteed Super Bowl appearances?
I'm going to take the 2 guaranteed Super Bowl appearances. I didn't really get the question.
Plus, I didn't really understand the teams that he was saying. What were you saying?
He was saying
almost anything other than the Super Bowls.
Some of those names funny.
Yeah, you did say things.
Jets,
funny.
Colts, Seahawks, and what did I say?
Seahawks.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's sort of irrelevant.
Yeah.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Go to the Super Bowl is always the idea. Absolutely.
Preferably in which one do we want coming up? Arizona. San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco is going to be nice.
That's the next one.
The one after this.
That's 50, not L.
Right.
That's I'd L. rather go to San Francisco. Yeah, but it's not L. It's 50 for them.
What do you mean?
On vacation for that?
Yeah.
No.
It's not an L. It's 50.
They're not using the L
logo. Is 50.
No.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's
try
lame.
To keep up with things.
That's L with a capital L. Lame.
Which is what I was thinking.
Lame?
Couldn't they have just done a logo that was Super Bowl and then the last L was
big and different? Yes.
But they went with 50.
Oh, that's dumb.
It is dumb.
Another reason Goodell is always trying to fix things that aren't broken.
Hard to argue with that. And with that, what's that's going to do?
He's on another rant.
And P.S. from Dan, get New Zealand a free telephone number. At least we were undefeated in the last World Cup of soccer, not like the Australians this time. 3 losses.
Isn't New Zealand
like we're playing Belgium?
Is it the same number?
Australia?
Belgium?
Try this, Steve. 1-800-429. Or Dan, too. Steve, if you're there, too. 1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286.
And
anybody know if Belgium's any good?
Belgium's pretty good.
They're good, so we're probably not going to beat them.
Probably not. But, you know.
Why are you talking?
Well, thanks, Abby and Jackie, for bringing the celebratory cupcakes.
Yes.
And talking in the background, Jackie.
And whispering into the mic. We have Fred's annual.
She's whispering nothing.
Party tomorrow. We'll talk all about that on Tuesday because there'll probably be nothing else to talk about.
You're not going either?
And maybe some World Cup.
No one's going.
We will see you.
Jackie's going.
Next Tuesday.
Self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America. God, thy gold refine.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to PFWOnline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.